dude, we went on a band trip, and this girl I used to make out with, like, in the back of band when I was a freshman, we go on this trip to Montreal, the whole band, and I'm alone in my room with her, and she gives me a hand job into my undies, and yeah. I just, like, I don't know what to do with them, so I just, like, put them under my bed. But one of the kids that was in the band with us, like, turned out to be a playwright when he got older.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was him. I still, to this day, don't know what happened. But after she left, I changed, then I left. And then 2 hours later, I came back to my room. I was sharing it with three other dudes. I come back, and in the sink is my underwear.
From under your bed?
Yep. In water and ice. So they went and got ice.
Ice?
You ready? And then a sign over the sink that says cold shorts. And the letters were all written like squiggly, like, cold.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Why would they do that? I don't understand any of the details of
that. I don't know why they did it either, Ari.
What's cold shorts have to do with getting a, get a cum in your pants?
All I'm thinking is this. Someone took my underwear, put them in the sink, knew that they a hand job had happened.
I get that part. I get even like putting them in there like, whose shorts are these? We know what you did. But like, what's cold shorts?
It means you're on ice, dude.
And what does that mean?
I don't know what it means, Ari.
J-A-Y. Of his name, cutting and scratching all the aspects of his game. So check out the master as he cuts these jams and look at us with the mics in our hands. Then take a count: 1, 2, 3. Jam Master J, run DMC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I am Ari Shaffir. This is a podcast. It's kind of like radio, but it's for the internet. No, actually, that's not true. That's internet radio. Wait. What's the difference between internet radio and a podcast? Was internet radio just like a specific time? Was that it? Was it like you just couldn't get it later? Did internet radio just have no rewind button? Did it just have no scroller? Or is it just the same thing? The important thing is that it doesn't matter at all. You guys... great podcast today. Jay Larson's on. Jay Larson has a new special at jaylarsoncomedy.com. He made his own special. I've seen the trailer. It looks fucking amazing. It's crazy what you can do if you spend money correctly. I mean, it's crazy what you can accomplish. As a comedian, if you know what you're looking for, if you know what your fucking sense of, you know, aesthetic is... You can make it look good for not that much money. I actually have no idea how much he spent. It looks great. Jay Larson is a great comic. I don't know if I've said this before. I credit him with starting Ari Shaffir's Renamed Storyteller Show. I was in Portland at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival year, I don't know, 2, 3. Maybe I just didn't go actually early on. I don't know what year it was. But he was there. And I remember seeing him at one of the venues there. It wasn't the Baghdad. It wasn't one of the movie theater ones. It was one of the other ones. And he was on stage. Actually, there's a few things I noticed at that festival. One was that Kyle Kinane was on, and then I was in the back watching him, and who always crushes at festivals. Kyle Kinane will crush at a festival. And Steve Agee was there, and he was in the back watching with me. And then I realized that Kinane wasn't just performing for the audience. He's performing for the other comedians. It hit me that, like, when you're at a festival, you're showcasing your shit to your colleagues. There's no time to fuck around. Anyway, Jay Larson was on, and he did a story. It's got to be recorded somewhere. I mean, it's got to be recorded somewhere. I'll put it on the website. I didn't build a website for the last two podcast episodes, but I'll do it for this one. He was doing a story about... a wrong number, about somebody calling his number thinking it was somebody else, and it was destruction. I mean, there was no way he could follow himself. Kind of like when Joey Diaz would take his balls out, the Cuban egg roll, he called him, not the balls, his dick. When that Cuban egg roll came out, he would always tell us, he goes, yeah, you can't follow, I can't. He not only could nobody else follow it, he couldn't follow it. It was done. There's no way you can get back into material after that. And that story, that Jay Larson story, was that fucking dominant. And it hit me. I'm like, oh, stories that's the new musical closer. The new pull out a guitar and do some fucking rah-rah song, or pulling out the Cuban egg roll, if you have the kind of guts that Joey Diaz has. But I thought that it's a new musical closer. It's a new, like, get him up big and then good night. And then that just sort of parlayed into, I don't know if I was already doing my storytelling show then or not. If I was already doing it at the side room of the improv. 7 years ago, when was Bridgetown that I went? It was right around there. It might have been, maybe I started that afterwards. But I saw that and I was like, I think from there I was like, I want to do a storytelling show about mushrooms. Which just turned into a storytelling show about psychedelics, which I'm staring at the first poster that Kevin Christie made right now, handmade. What a great fucking poster Kevin Christie made. Oh, with the mouth. That's the legacy of Ari Shaffir's Renamed Storyteller Show. You know, we started a show with no name, and then we took on the name This Is Not Happening, and then the name was taken from me, and now we have a different name. But yeah, Jay was that guy. So now he has a special that he made for himself. It's difficult, you guys. How do I say this? To be a white male comic, if you're talented, is not enough. And it's with diversity hires, sometimes it's difficult to get in. I mean, I've heard it in every level. Not to me, but about other people. We just don't need another white guy. We just don't need another white guy. Look, it's fine. It's fine. It makes you work harder. But a lot of really talented guys can't get on Comedy Central or Showtime or HBO or Netflix because they're in a category that's, I guess, too competitive. The white male. And Jay is in that. And so he made his own special, and I think it's a great idea. So if you want to support him, if you want to support a comedian who fucking went out and fucking spent his own money making his own special, like I did, I got lucky. You know, Netflix came calling. They said, we'll put it on. Otherwise, I don't know how I'd put that fucking double special out on regular TV. I mean, how would it have gone? By the way, my special's out on Netflix right now, Double Negative. It's a double special. I mean, there's no way I could have put that on HBO. I think I would have just put it out this way. Comedy Central, what were they going to do? They had no plan. Yeah, I think I would just put it out on my own on the web or just on YouTube. If it came down to that, I couldn't put it out anywhere. I think just YouTube for free. But Jay Larson made his special and he's got to make his money back. He's got to make his money back. So for $6, it's available right now at jaylarsoncomedy.com. I'm telling you, he's a funny comic. That will be $6 well spent. It will also, I mean, I guess I can say this, it supports the arts. When you throw your own money into shit, you got to make your money back. So I'm not asking you to donate anything. I'm asking you to go buy Jay Larson's special at jlarsoncomedy.com. Larson has an O at the end. LARSON. jlarsoncomedy.com. JAY, you know. He's great. That's all I'll say about it. Yeah, that's probably not all I'll say about it, but we talked about it on this podcast a little bit. So anyway, so I met him. I was like, Jay, you got a special come out. I want to help promote it. I believe in you, man. What can we do? So we went to a school to talk about school. He has some fun school stories, and we just talked about school, about growing up in school, you know, like high school I'm talking about. We went to Venice High. We sat there in the fucking, well, you see, until we get last to leave. We're two creeps. We're just two creeps, two old men creeps on a fucking high school lawn, just hanging out there like fucking, I don't know, before there were all these molesters, you could just do shit like that. I'd be such a good childhood doctor. I wouldn't be a good molester. I'm just not into it. Just doesn't turn me on. You know, I'd be forcing it. I could do it if I, you know, if the stakes were right, if I could win some money at it or something. But in general, my heart wouldn't be in it. But a child abductor, if I wanted a child, I could go for that. I could do it easily. Easily. I'm getting sidetracked, but it's all about smartphones. That's what it comes down to. Parents don't look at their kids. They're all lost in their smartphones. It's not just parents. It's everybody. You know, we're all addicted to our smartphones. I'm no exception. I got off because I'm addicted. Parents look down. They wave once. They go, hey. As soon as you see them pop down, you know they're gone for about 60 seconds. Hey, kid, come this way. Or just grab and run. Just pull a normal grab and run, hand over the mouth. You got to get to your car. Other parents might be a problem, though, now that I think about it. Other parents would say that's suspect behavior. They wouldn't know it's not your kid. But if you just pick up a kid and run, a parent would do something. But in New York, they wouldn't. In New York, everyone minds their own business. Me and Giannis went to the fucking Yankee game. We took the 5 train instead of the 4. I trusted him because he was a New Yorker. But it turns out he has a car. So we had no idea. And we got to like past 139th and 149th. And then we got to like Jackson. And I was like, hold on. This looks like Coney Island shit. They got all the fucking stained glass on the subway platforms. Man, when you get off in the Bronx, the subway platform itself looks amazing. And then when you step down, you're like, I'm going to die. Anyway, we went too far. I was like, oh, wait, dude, I think we missed it. All Yankee gear, geared up, you know, got to support the team. Got my Judge jersey. And then we're like, oh, I went too far. And then this lady and a guy next to, across from her, not even, was like, oh, yeah, you guys went too far. You got to turn around. You knew we went too far. You knew where we were going. Why didn't you tell us when we went to 125th? Oh, you got to get off and transfer. Because nobody talks to anybody in New York. And that's why it'd be the perfect place to abduct a child. You might get caught. It's not worth it if you get caught. You really got to figure out a way. Okay, I've sidetracked too much. I don't want to abduct a child. I don't even know what I'm talking about it. That game, you guys. That game 4. I went to game 4. I got into a talk with Big J Okerson once about first class on flights. I don't need it. I don't need it. I've never really gone for it. I have poverty mentality. I spent too long as a fucking door guy at the store to really internalize that I have some money now. And I don't have enough that I can just like waste it. And Jay was like, you know, we looked at like what's the difference between a first class flight and a coach flight round trip from New York to LA. It's about $1,400. Not always, I'm sure, but sometimes it's about $1,400. And Jay gets to the point, he's like, now that I'm making some cash, it's like, you know, I'd rather have a comfortable seat and not be fucking put out and shifting and turning. He's a fat fuck, you know. I'm roast battling Jay at the New York Comedy Festival, The Stand, midnight on November 10th. I have to do better than fat fuck. I got to come up with some better Big J jokes than fat fuck. Or maybe I'll just call him a fat fuck the whole time. Anyway, that's not the point. So he's like, I don't want to be shifting and turning in my chair and be so uncomfortable for 6 hours and then get there all groggy and out of it. He goes, I'd rather do that than have the $1,400. And I was like, yeah, man, I get that. That completely makes sense to me. And I was like, wait, no, that does not make sense to me. I'd rather have $1,400. I could do a lot of good shit with $1,400. I could eat doper meals than I already do. Dope meals every day for lunch. I mean, go for it. Have a good time. There's different things I could do. You know? There's different. I could afford gold condoms. Anyway, one of the things I could do is, when I don't have a spot on Tuesday night, and the Yankees won game 3 to go down 2-1 against Houston. You know what? I can buy tickets to a playoff game at Yankee Stadium. I've been a fan of them since I was in fucking, what grade? First or second grade. I've never been to a playoff game, a Yankee playoff game, and they've been in them. But I've never been to one. Been to tons of games, old Yankee Stadium, new Yankee Stadium, Camden Yards. seen him in playing the Dodgers. I've seen him play Anaheim. I've seen him everywhere. That's it, actually. I've just listed everywhere I've seen him. But never a playoff game. And these game four is important. You lose that, you're done. 3-1 with three games left, one at home, two on the road. There's no fucking way. There's going to be some sports talk right now, you guys. If you're not interested, you may as well just fast forward. So I'm going. And I called Giannis. Like, hey, you want to go to the playoff game? And Giannis was like, fuck, yes, I do. And I used some of that money. Some of that $1,400 I saved by not flying first class. And I went to the Yankees playoff game. And it was the best game I've ever been to in my life. First of all, 0-0 through 5. Tense as fuck. Who's going to break? Who's going to break Sonny Gray? We're like, he's not good, but they put Romine in. Girardi, sure, he made one mistake. He made one mistake in game 2 against Cleveland. That's done now. He's making good decisions left and right. He put Headley on in game 5, and I was like, what are you doing? Fucking big hit. Excuse me, game 4. 0-0. So then we held Altuve to fucking nothing. Then in the 6th, they opened up 3 runs. And there's all these fucking Astros fans all around us. We got decent seats. Section 205, row 8. Seat 15 and 16. And there's all these, I mean, plenty of Yankees fans, but too many Astros fans. And then every time Jose Altuve got up, they started the chant, Jose, 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 Jose. Which, granted, it's a good chant, but not at Yankee Stadium. Listen, clap for your team when you're on the road. I get it. Clap for your team. But don't fucking make an ass of yourself. Not in the playoffs. It ain't cool. You're up 2-1. So they start doing that. Eventually they stopped. The guy next to me goes, I knew you'd get tired eventually. And then they're like, Jose, 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 Jose. You get it. It's annoying. Now imagine that 15 times. I get it. He's the best player in baseball. Fine, whatever. Don't fucking make an ass of yourself. Then we had to let's go Yankees to try to drown him out. It was annoying as fuck. 6th inning, they score 3 runs. Bad news. Now we're down 3. We got the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. We get no runs back in the 6th. 7th inning, error. They get 4. They get 1 more, I mean. 4 in, 4 runs. 4-0 going to the bottom of the 7th. And we are done. I mean, listen, the Yankees were overachievers all year. But I really felt it this year. I was really feeling it, man. We had the best record in baseball. I lost a bet to Tripoli when they were tied with the Dodgers for best record in baseball early on. I was like, I don't know. They're overachieving, but I sort of believe now. And then literally 16 days later, they were down 12 games to the Dodgers. From tied to that far down. Anyway, down 4. Then these guys, there's 4 dudes in front of us. But they were all around us. They start the chant. Let's go, Astros. Let's go. Let's go, Astros. Let's go. And it's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You're up. You have to cheer your team on like that. You're up. You know we're all feeling shitty. You know it. What the fuck are you rubbing it in for? So Giannis, he starts getting mad. His New York comes out. He's like, these fucking guys are making me angry. Let's go, Astros. Let's go. Giannis is like, these motherfuckers. What the fuck are they doing? Let's go, Astros. Let's go. What the fuck are they doing, man? Here we go, Astros. Here we go. Giannis fucking. Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane. Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane. No, that wasn't the right chant, actually. It was, let's go, Astros. That's it. That's the one. Let's go, Astros. Let's go, Astros. That's it. Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane Harvey. These guys turn around. They're like, Jesus Christ, man. And then everybody started up. Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane Harvey. Like, dude, we're still fucking bucketing our house out. I lost everything. My friends lost everything. Yeah. Well, guess what? They're about to lose momentum because Aaron Judge is up and he leads off with a fucking home run to break his fucking schneid. He set the record for most strikeouts in a fucking postseason in Yankee history, and he just let off with a home run. We're down 4-1, motherfuckers. And who's up next? Didi Gregorius. Triple. Oh, fuck. It's on. And the place was going apeshit. It's on. We got a chance. We got a chance now. Sanchez goes up next. Come on, just get a hit. Does it. Long fly ball. Didi's in. 4-2. They get out of the inning. 4-2. It's like, we got a chance. The place is electric now. It's electric. I've never seen it. Everybody's like, come on. Come on, Yankees. Those guys are sitting down now. Those Astros fans are sitting down. They're not so rambunctious anymore. You're only up two, motherfuckers. You're only up two. What do they get in the top of the eighth? Fucking nothing. Then bottom of the eighth. Hit. Walk, hit, walk, hit. It just keeps coming and coming. And we go down 4-3. And we're threatening. We're like, here we go. We're down one. That means we can go into the fucking ninth and get one more run. But the eighth isn't over yet. And we get another run. Fucking Aaron Judge comes up again. And what does he do? He hits a double off the wall. Tie game, motherfuckers. I know I'm not remembering this right. That might have put us down one. But tie game. And the place is going apeshit. I scream. Yeah, I remember my voice is sore now. I scream so fucking loud. It was like, yes! Yes! People were jumping and hugging. And it wasn't just, okay, it wasn't like one home run, like down two. We hit a grand slam. We're up two. That'd be like big, but then it's over. This is like hit, walk, hit. And it's just like it's sustained. And people are jumping and high-fiving. And you keep looking. Hey, you over there. Two rows up. Come get some. Come get some. High five. Everybody's fucking loving it. These two guys next to Giannis fucking left. I don't know what happened there. They left. Other two guys saw that empty seat. They come right down and snaked it. Yankees hats, welcome. People are jumping up and down. And then we tied it 4-4. And those Astros fans are dejected as fuck. And then it's not over. 5-4. 6-4. Now we took the lead. The place was going apeshit. I mean, I've never been to a sporting event that's exciting. I've never been to that exciting a sporting event. It was crazy. That seventh and eighth inning was crazy. If you like sports at all, the money I put into getting those tickets was so worth it. I got this dopey fucking hat that I bought when I had long hair. It doesn't even fit me right. But I fucking game five, we were watching the stand against Cleveland, and we won. So from then on, Giannis is like, you're wearing the fucking, and Verzi's like, you're wearing the jersey and the hat, right? And I'm like, yeah, it's good luck. Everybody's fucking excited. And then we go to the ninth. We just get Chapman in. Can Chapman do it? One down, two down, three down. Yankees win. The Yankees win. You guys, it was nuts. It was nuts. And then Giannis is like, you want to go tomorrow? I was like, dude, I already made plans with this girl. With an ex. We were going to make plans. And I said, tell you what, the Yankees lose. They're done. I'll go with you. I'll go out to dinner with you. We're trying to have dinner. We're trying to be friends. You know, it's fucking, I don't know how to do it. It's like you're less interested. Before it was, you know, dope meals and fucking hard. Now what? Just dope meals? I'll try, you know, but it's fucking tough. Anyway, so I was like, tell you what, I mean, she was raised in New York or Jersey or something, so she's a Yankee fan. She's like, if they win, she's like, fuck it, I'll go with you. I'm like, oh, sweet, okay. But then I didn't want to break the streak, but I found tickets for game five, same exact row, section 205, row 8. Well, I'm like, yeah, I mean, sure. They were $100 more a ticket, but I was like, what am I going to do? Go to another seat? I can't. That's not fair. That's not fair to the Yankees. You got to ride it out. You got to let it ride. You got to let it ride. You got a chance. That's fucking fate. They won game five. Now we're up 3-2. Heading into Houston. We need to win one of those two games, and we go to the World Series against the Dodgers now. If they do, I'll be in LA for game one. I'm going to that game. I'm going to go see the Yankees in the World Series. I don't want to get ahead of myself. We got to win Friday or Saturday. Verlander is probably the best pitcher in baseball. So game seven, it might be against CC. With CC against whoever the fuck they got. Yeah. And dude, their Keuchel guy, I mean, he gave up fucking no runs last time in game five and we touched him. But man, sitting next to a girl that you thought was into sports, she seemed like she would have been, but then she was like, wait, fouls aren't strikes, are they? You're like, no, they are. And she goes, no. I'm like, no, it's just on the third strike. If it's a foul, it doesn't count as a third strike. She's like, oh, okay. Why is everybody standing? Because there's two strikes, we cheer on the pitcher. When there's two strikes. Why did he go to first? He walked. It was four. When you get four balls. No, she knew that. She knew what four balls was. It was fine, though. It was still fun. Because they won. They won easily in game five. Oh, I'm so fucking excited. All right. What do I got? Dates? Yeah, I do got dates. I got new ones. Next week, I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona for the All Things Comedy Podcast Festival. I'm doing a live Skeptic Tank October 26th. I'm doing a live Punch Drunk with guests Jeff Danis, Ryan O'Neill, and Steve Renazzisi. That's on the Punch Drunk. That's the 29th at the Pop-Up Center. You look at allthingscomedy.com or at standuplive.com for tickets to both of those. The live Skeptic Tank is on my website. I think the live Punch Drunk might be free. At the pop, I think all the shows at the pop-up thing stage are free. But the live Skeptic Tank, I don't know how much it costs. The 26th, tickets are arithegreat.com. Then I'm going to the Joker's Cruise. How do you smuggle on alcohol onto a cruise? I know the beers and, I mean, the drinks are going to be so fucking expensive. And I guarantee you, if this, the cruise leaves November 1st, yeah, guess who's drinking? I'm done with this shit. Not trick two fucking Yankee games in a row, no drinking beer. Are you fucking kidding me? Not even getting high beforehand? Fucking Bert Kreischer. You fucking dick. You're a fucking dick. I mean, I'm not... whatever. I'll try to be friends with you after this, but it's going to take some time. I just need to be able to forgive. Anyway, he'll be on the cruise. We'll get drunk together. So how do you smuggle booze on? I hear they fucking search your shit, and the people say put in a scope bottle, but now I heard they fucking know what scope bottles are and they smell that like this is alcohol. So what do? I don't want to spend $15 a drink and then not have it when I want it. There's no poor neighborhood on a cruise, right? I've never been on a cruise before. Anyway, it should be fun, this Joker's cruise. So anyway, then I'm done with dates until January, when I've just added dates in Asheville, North Carolina, Athens, Georgia, home of REM. Denver for storytelling shows at the Comedy Works. Athens and whatever, the first week of January. Athens and Asheville. Denver, the 17th through the 20th. Here's the lineup. Tell me how fucking great this lineup is and tell me you're not going to buy tickets before they sell out, because they're for sure going to. I'm hosting Ari Shaffir's Renamed Storytelling Show. Mark Normand, Joe List. Forgotten people. Sean Patton, Steve Simone. These are all people that have done my television show. All people have done the show before. I'm going to do one topic on Wednesday and Friday. One will be girls, I think. And another topic on Thursday and Saturday. So if you want to go to two shows, do not come Wednesday and Friday. Come Wednesday and Saturday. Or come Thursday and Friday. You can come to two shows, it's fine. But Wednesday, I don't know what the topics are, but I know Wednesday, Friday is going to be one. Thursday, Saturday is going to be another. And then Joe List is opening for me on my New England run, which is January 25th or 6th, 26th, whatever the Friday is in Comics at Foxwoods. Get tickets to that. The Wilbur Theater, second show added. On the 26th? No, 27th. The first one's 26th. Second, why don't you look at your fucking calendar, moron? Fuck. Moron, fuck. I like that. Yeah, 26th, Fox Theater at Foxwoods Casino. 27th, Wilbur Theater. Early show and late show. That's pretty cool. You got to step back once in a while and look at the good things. I did that Wilbur Theater with Joe Rogan, and it was fucking rad. When I opened for him, He was on news radio, and he was pretty fucking big, and a UFC commentator. He was pretty fucking big, and he sold out that Wilbur Theater. And I've added a show. We're doing two shows there in a night. You got to step back and go, that's pretty fucking cool, man. I mean, that's pretty fucking cool. That's pretty cool. Even to play the shows, even to play the venues that I played with Joe in general was like fucking rad. And then to like, oh my God, that just hit me actually. Two shows at the Wilbur Theater. Fucking hell, man. And then I'm doing Providence at the Funny Bone on the way home with Joe List. He's opening for all those. Joe List, hometown hero in Boston. And then that's it. And then like February, I got Helium and Philadelphia, but that's all way in the future. So let's start the episode. We're going to talk about school, me and Jay Larson. Come on, Ari, another 29-minuter. This is fun. Don't forget, jaylarsoncomedy.com. Get a special. Pick up a special, everybody. If you appreciate, I gave him $100 for this. You give him $6. I didn't get the special in return. You'll get the special in return. Downloadable. It's available right now. Today, Friday, the whatever we're on, 19th or 20th. How many hot yogas have I done? 11. I try to do one more here. Then go visit my friend in Amherst. And then get a couple in LA. Maybe one or two in LA. And then save the last one for Phoenix with Bert. And then fucking not talk to him after that. Fucking, it's all scheduled. When do I get him in? When do I get him in? Anyway. So let's start the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank. What is short? Go on. Yeah. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 307. School's out forever. Because he's from Boston. You'll hear his accent. School's out forever with Jay Larson starts now. Enjoy 30-minute. Who else has 30-minute introductions with no ads? Who fucking else does that, you guys? Honestly. You listen to other podcasts. Bill Burr, I guess. Bill Burr. But he does ads too. No ads on 30-minute podcast. Maybe that's actually why I'm doing two shows at the Wilbur instead of one, instead of zero. All right, starts now. School's out forever. School days were such happy days. Now they seem so far away. Days of your life, but we never appreciate the good times we have until it's too late. I miss all the acquaintances we made, and I'd go back if I could only find a way. School days were the happiest days. They filled me with despair. We only remember what we choose to remember. When I was a schoolboy, I loathed regulations and rules. I hated my textbooks and my school uniform, 'cause it made me conform. And teachers were how do you know this is where they shot Grease?
Because I've lived in Venice for a long
time. Oh, yeah. You were always a fucking West Sider, huh? What do you like so much about the West Side?
What do you mean, the West Side? Look, take a look around, dude.
What? This is California is what I'm looking at.
Yeah, well, the ocean, man.
The ocean is great. It smells cleaner.
And, like, you can, the West Side is, like, one of the only areas in L.A. where you can actually, like, just get around by bike, you know?
They have people on bikes here.
Yeah.
Should we just sit on the lawn?
Yeah, but can we get shade?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not one of those people that eats outside in the sun. I'm like, no, I'll eat outside.
Dude, I love the sun. Can I take my shirt off in a school, or is that...
You can. I mean, I know you like to take your shirt off, but you're going to be like that weird guy.
I am far older than school age.
Yeah.
Which is a problem.
But, dude, how dope would it be to do a special right in there?
Just, what do you mean?
In the auditorium?
In the auditorium. Yeah, sound would be an issue. But besides sound... Dude, I never get to sit on grass anymore.
I know. Well, this grass ain't ideal, but...
It's not. This is like... It's concrete under this grass.
Dude, my kids hate grass.
Why?
How ridiculous is that? Because it's like always dried out and prickly.
It's stainy.
Yeah, but like I remember as a kid, all you wanted to do was sit in grass.
You're the only guy I know besides me who says alls.
Alls I know?
Uh-huh.
All that I know is...
I went home and I went to my parents' backyard. I just took my shoes off because being in New York, you had no, like, nature. And I just walked my shoes and just sat there in the grass. My mom's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I just need the grass. She goes, yeah, but we have fucking deer ticks and you're sitting under a tree, idiot. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Lyme disease.
Yeah.
But we never thought about that shit when we were kids.
Lyme disease? No, we were in forests
Nothing.
All the time.
That's it. That's all you did.
Constantly.
I remember when I was moving here to L.A.
Yeah.
I was working this temp job. And my buddy Rye from high school hits me up and he goes, what, do you want to move back more into the sun?
Yeah, I love the sun.
Yeah, move back.
No, you go to the edge of the
I
go to
see
the
where I'm going.
Shade. Okay.
So he hits me. I'm like working this temp job and it's pouring rain, like one of those summer days where it's just pouring. And my boy, on my way home, I'm like, man, it'd be dope to go to the golf course right now because no one's going to be there.
Yeah.
And you just go out for free. And
you
as soon
walk
as...
On?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was closed, you know? So he hit me up, and he's like, hey, do you want to go to the golf course? And I was like, yes. We put on rain gear, went to one par three, and, like, one guy would stand on the green, and you would hit five balls, and you get, like, point values, and then the other one would switch, because it was like you couldn't see anything.
Oh, that's cool.
So then we're, like, walking out of there. I'm like, dude. I go, put your bag down. And then we ran to the top of the hill. I go, sprint. And we sprint and then dove and slid all the way down the hill. And then the rain stopped. It was like 94 degrees. And like the clouds were like black and they spread. And there was a rainbow. It was getting dark. And I looked at my boy. I'm like, listen, man. And this is like, these are high school buddies, you know? I'm like, so this is how I'm going to do this. He goes, yeah. I go, I'm just going to get naked and I'm going to run around in this because when are we ever going to have this opportunity
in
again?
The heat, too?
Well, no, it was like getting nighttime, you know? And I was just naked running around this golf course, cold breeze. It was the best, dude. My buddy was like, all right, man, I'll meet you at the car.
That's great. That's great. Yeah.
I didn't have those buddies in high school that were like, I don't have one. Do you have how many friends you have from high school that were like in a creative endeavor?
One.
Do you still talk to them?
Talk to her, Rachel. Yeah, she's the only one.
Yeah, I didn't. All my friends are like corporate America, straight laced. So you know, like you have friends that are in comedy. Like, dude, been doing improv, sketch group stuff with my buddies since I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
So all my buddies were like, if anything, something like that, like getting naked, dude, what are you out of your mind?
No way, especially Boston or Massachusetts
general. They're like, nah, dude. Go ahead, go. I'm going to, you know. I'm like, yeah, I just want a spiritual connection with the earth. And they're like, oh.
I was in East Timor when I went to East Timor. And I went to
here
that
we
island.
Go again, East
I know,
Timor.
But I went to that island and it was fucking nobody there. It's just a reservation island.
Yeah.
And so you got to take that, so just get that fisherman to take you across. And then I walk through the island to the other side and it feels like the end of the world.
I bet it does.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is the end of the, like, one of the most easternmost parts of, like, was Indonesia now. And it's like,
well, there was no one out there?
No one there. And I'm like, yeah, I just went into my underwear for a while. And I'm like, yeah, and then I fucking took my underwear off. And I'm just, like, walking around. Put some had sunblock, put that in my dick. Because I know that's not used to it. And then I just took a dump in the ocean.
Did you really?
Yeah. Laid claim.
Yeah, let them know where you're fucking
at. I did
at.
This. I got here.
So how long did you stay out there and there was no one even near you?
A few hours.
God.
A few hours. Yeah, that fisherman could take you back.
The guy's like, hey, man, were you that dude I just saw taking a shit? I think I'm good, man.
If I was there with someone else, I would have, like, stayed a lot longer. We had, like, picnic or something.
Yeah.
It was just me by myself. Should have brought a book. Where'd you go to school?
Stoneham, Mass, baby.
Stoneham.
Public school till I die.
Really?
Fuck
you send
yeah.
your kids to public?
I hope to God we do.
How old are they?
3.5 and 2.
So you don't care they're definitely going to fall behind?
Like I don't know if that's the case.
Because you're not educated.
Here's the deal. Like, I'm highly intelligent.
Yeah.
But not highly educated.
Wasted intelligence.
Yeah. I just think someone should have found a different way to educate me instead of being like, hey, can you remember all this shit?
Yeah. So they really do not educate you like per person.
They're no.
Like, here's what worked for the most people. Let's go.
You know what? That's a good point. That's maybe there's that argument for public and private that fucking tears me up because like I have friends that like live in Venice. So we're at Venice High right now. So,
yeah. Where they shot what this year? Here?
Grease, baby. Oh, yeah. Dude, Olivia Newton-John in Grease. Get the hell out of here.
She was hot.
Oh, my she God. Was hot. Those black spandex.
Who's that chick who got knocked up? That slut?
First totally of all, settle down. It's part of the story.
Oh, what a slut, man. Getting knocked up in high school. You fucking skank whore. That's what I took from it.
I love that it has nothing to do with the dude. She did it all by herself.
She knew what she was dressed like.
Yeah, public, private, dude. I don't know. That thing. My buddy who lives in Venice, like Venice High isn't like the best reputation, I guess. But he's like, I'd like to have my kids go wherever we live. You know, like that's the way I grew up. Like you grew up in Stoneham. I went to Robin Hood. Then I went to middle school. And then I went to the high school.
Yeah.
But you can
become part of like a fan of like your local team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't give a shit about that, I guess. I mean, that'd be cool, but I have a buddy who coaches swimming at Loyola High School in L.A., which is, like, baller, super, like, kids, you go to great schools out of there, and you probably get an education that's different than, like, an education you get anywhere else. It's hawks flying overhead.
Was that a hawk?
Yeah, it's going to come down and eat your nutsack, like on West Timor Island, bro.
East Timor. Do you ever see about that video they... It was at work, but like this eagle picking up a baby and then kind of dropping it.
A human?
Yeah. There's a baby on the ground. The guy was playing like softball with his son, with his older son. And this eagle comes down, picks up the baby up, flies about 20 yards, a little too heavy, then kind of drops it from like 5 feet off the ground.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and the guy ran after it.
After what? The eagle?
After it took off. Well, his son's getting fucking taken by a bird.
I get you chase after the eagle. I thought you made it sound like he just jumped over his baby and ran after his eagle. Like, get over here, motherfucker.
And he got his baby. But then it turned out to just be like a project, a contest to see who could make the best Photoshop.
Ugh.
And it was this fucking video that was so
well
done.
That you
Dude, he got the fucking the shadowing.
I was just thinking how baller would be to tell your kid, like, hey, go ahead. Like, every time a new girlfriend or boyfriend came over, be like, hey, tell them about the time we got...
Survived an eagle attack.
You got an eagle grabbed you and flew off. Yeah, man, my elementary school, Robin Hood School, was a walk. I walked to school in first grade.
Did you really?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't far. We go literally down two houses and then left, and there was a school.
Do you remember any of your friends from, like, grade school?
Oh, yeah, what do you mean? I talked to two of them today.
Do you really?
From
first to sixth?
Yeah. Kindergarten.
Wow.
Double D, Dave DeGeorge, talked to him today. And Rye Young, I was his best man, talked to him today.
You knew him from then, and then you went to his best man at his wedding?
So
That's such a long relationship.
I grew up on Oak Street, and Rye grew up on Rogers Road, which was... I had a huge backyard. So you go to the end of my backyard, cut through Janelle Rosselló's house, and you'd be to the next street. Rye was the next street over. DeGeorge, he lived about, I don't know, half, three quarters of a mile. We had to walk there. Tony LeMay, he grew up across the street. He was new money. You know what I mean? His parents came into our town. He came from like a dump town.
Yeah.
I think he was from Medford, which was like, you know, not the nicest town in the world. And they rolled into this huge house. There's like one big house in my whole neighborhood. They bought it. And they own like a keg delivery company.
Nice.
And Tony LeMay, he was the kid that like, I remember in sixth grade, we went over there and me and Rye Young and he pulled a gun on us. He's like, check this out. And he's like pointing this gun at us and he's pointing at Rye. And Rye's like, what the fuck are you doing? Put that gun away. And he goes, it's not loaded, dude. Relax. And we're like, yeah, but it's still a gun, dude.
Like, why are you pointing it at all?
Why are you pointing it?
How could you trust a gun with a kid not to point it? Do you remember when there was cut-throughs on people's yards and it was totally fine?
What do you mean, cut-throughs?
You cut through their yard to the back?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, and it was totally acceptable.
That's it.
Yeah, we're using this as a cut-through.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you got to go up the street, up the block, then all the way back.
Yeah.
You just cut through.
You know what's funny is right now on my street, there's this old dude, and he walks down the street like his feet move 2 inches at a time, but he looks like he's running, you know? He's just like...
Yeah.
So the other night...
Centipede.
We go for walks every night after dinner with the kids, and my kids love to play in his front yard because he's got fake grass, and they love playing on it.
Yeah.
And so the other night, he's walking down the street. I go, hey, listen, you know, if you need anything done around the house, you know, let me know. I'll come down to help, you know, if you need me to, you know, whatever. He goes,
you're old, you're dying.
Yeah.
Help you.
I didn't want to say it like that, but he goes, I was a builder. I was a contractor. I don't need help. And I go, oh, I'm just saying, you know, even to hold a ladder or something. And I go, you know, my kids are always playing on your front lawn. I just figured, you know, if there's anything I could do. And he looks at me like, they are? I'm like, oh, you know. But yeah, I don't know. I just think it was different when we used to do it back
then.
Yeah,
we always had that one neighbor that was like, no, this is not to be used as a cutthroat. And it's like, shut up, man. There's fucking 12-year-olds who want to get to play with their friend. Just go let them. They're not playing in.
They're not drinking in your backyard.
Yeah.
That would, they, you know.
Starting fires or walking through it to get somewhere else.
We would start fires, but down at Robin Hood behind like the backstop and stuff.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Were you a bad kid?
No, I'm talking like in a little like pit. And I'm not saying like not the like,
oh, to
like
have
the forest
like a,
on fire.
Oh, you're not setting anything on fire.
I mean, that's like the worst shit we did when you were like in fifth grade.
Starting fires?
Yeah, like starting little fires, you know. Maybe you, someone got a firework and you bring it down there. And
did you ever draw with like Lysol on a wall and then light that up?
No, but that sounds tight. Did you?
Yeah.
So wait, you were a bad kid?
Off, Lysol, anything like that. You spray it on a wall, light it up, and then it's like you just write your name in cursive.
Yeah.
As long as there's no like dots, you know?
We used to do that with like Aquanet, like hairspray.
Yeah, that would
work
too.
Not on a wall. We would just like spray it at people.
And light it up the fire?
Yeah. We'd light it up the fire.
Dude, we had a thing when I did in Israel where I sprayed myself down with like Lysol or whatever, Aquanet, whatever it is. Sprayed my jeans, and then we'd have somebody hiding behind a bush. So all my friends were like over there by the whatever.
Uh-huh.
And let's say you were hiding on this side of that tree so no one could see you. And I'd walk by and I'd see them and I'd like make a big note to be like, hey guys, how you doing? So they'd all look at me. How you doing? And I'd walk past the bush that my friend was hiding in.
Uh-huh.
And we would just take a lighter and just like light my pants. Because it was all like soaked in that fucking shit. And it wouldn't light on your pants for like 7-8 seconds.
I know the deal.
Yeah. And so you're like, hi guys. Oh my God. Oh my God. And just like, they're like, what? Did you just combust? Oh, it was great.
That's the best. We used to do it in college where, you know, like if someone's wearing a sweater, you would just light the outside and the lint, you know?
Would go up?
Yeah, the lint would make it go up. So I remember one time we lit this kid's up in my room from his back. And he goes, oh my God. And he turned to us and he's like, banging his back up against the wall. And he turns around and he goes, is it out? And he turns his back to us and we're like, yeah. And when he turned around, the fire had crept along the sides and now was coming up the front.
To his face.
Yeah, dude. It was the best.
I love the danger you put yourself into as a kid that you have no idea. If you told your mom that, she'd be like, wait, what? And
yeah.
You're like, well, we got off scot-free and didn't even learn a lesson.
No, of course.
We just had a good laugh.
But dude, I'm in a fantasy league with 12 guys. There's 12 of us. And yeah. I went to high school with all of them.
Wow.
And today, an email chain went out. So one of our buddies, Dave DeGeorge, used to love Mark Wahlberg.
Double
still
D?
Does.
Double
yeah,
D?
Double D.
Yeah.
And so the other night, I got home from a show. You know, like sometimes you just amp from shows and you can't go to sleep. You're just like, oh, I just still want to stay up. So it's like 2:30 in the morning and Fear is on. Remember that movie, Fear?
Yeah, that's when he was the tattooed himself with ink.
Yeah, he was a bad boy.
Yeah, he was bad.
Well, you know, Reese Witherspoon's dad pushes him at one point, so he starts pounding his chest like this when he leaves so that he's going to get bruised and can say it. And I just recorded the video on my phone of him pounding his chest, and then I just, you know, texted it out to like 7 guys in the league. I'm like, this is how DeGeorge gets pumped for Sundays. And everyone, then all of a sudden it's like one guy's hitting back like, oh yeah, I remember the time so and so did this, blah 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 blah.
That's great. There's no friends like back then friends.
No fucking way. Because back then it was like that was all you had.
Yeah.
And there was no internet for us. We weren't like waiting to see what else was going on.
And there was no options too. You're friends with whoever was there.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. You didn't know. You didn't get to pick. But I loved it, dude. I was like,
yeah.
I was also the dude who was like, I was the youngest of 4 with no dad. So there was no curfew on me. There was no, like, no one checking in. And not that I was doing anything bad, but like, I had so many different groups of friends. Whenever somebody was like still up to talk on the phone, I'd stay up and they couldn't talk. I knew someone else that could talk. I was social, dude.
That was the best, talking on the phone, calling somebody and like, let's talk for like an hour and a half.
Dude, that's it. About nothing.
And your mom's like, I need the phone. It's like, no, you don't.
Well, what could you need the phone for?
What do you need the phone
for,
Mom?
You don't have friends at 9:30 at night.
Yeah, those are not my time friends.
It's a commercial during 90210. This is when I call Rye.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that's what you would do, man.
Remember when they were like, this week, someone's going to die. And we were all like, fuck.
That whole week, man.
Who was it? And it was like, oh, one of the nerds.
Yeah, no one
cares. Who created that show?
The
chick's father.
Yeah. Sterling. What's her name?
Donna Martin.
She graduated,
dude.
Graduated,
yeah.
Donna Martin graduated. Selling?
Best Spelling?
Spelling. No. Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling, yeah.
So what's her dad's name?
The other kid, the boy, he was like, well, I want to be in the show too. And they put him in for a little bit, and then like they killed him off. But he was just a fucking side character nerd. We're like, that ain't a good death.
You know, that guy's
Luke to die.
Renting an apartment in Reseda somewhere, yelling at someone about how he fucking was on 90210.
My dad created the show. I was the blonde one between seasons 4 and 5.
You don't remember.
How can you not remember me? Were you Brandon? No. It wasn't Brandon. Brandon was a dick.
Brandon was a fucking douche, dude. That guy was in Tombstone, P.S.
Who?
Brandon.
Was he really?
Jason.
Jason Bateman? Nope. Jason
first of
Alexander?
All, yeah.
Nope.
I don't Jason remember his last name, but he was in Tombstone. He was a puss, but.
Remember his sideburns? That everyone had sideburns.
Everyone had sideburns, dude.
Dude, did you go in and like talk like to your classmates in school or just about what television you saw the day before?
Of course, that's all you did. You were so stoked to get to school.
To tell them, like, did you see In Living Color?
Yeah, if I hadn't talked to them the night before, and I'd still find a way to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what we used to do? So we were like 2.5 miles from high school.
Yeah.
So we had to take the bus, but the bus would take this long route. So we used to do this thing where we would wait at the bus stop, you'd give your bag to someone else on the bus, and then as soon as the bus got there, you could take off. And we had to like run all the way down through this neighborhood, through this shopping center, across Main Street, up this hill, through a shortcut, through people's yards, down a street, out to like the fourth stop on the route. And you had to try and beat the bus to the route. And if you didn't, you didn't make it to school. You had to find a way to get to school.
Well, that's cool.
It was baller. You didn't have cell phones. You couldn't call your parents afterwards. That was like what we did for fun. Then you just show up and then you'd be on the bus. You'd be sweating like crazy.
What's wrong with you? Like, we ran for no reason.
And the bus driver fucking loved it. He'd be like, get in. Let's go.
Because he knew what you were planning?
Yeah. And if he saw like a stop and no one was there, he was just buzzing by it because he wanted to beat you to the stop. He didn't want to lose, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
We used to do all that kind of shit. We would make fun out of nothing.
You had to.
That's it.
My friend had this thing where somebody smashed their head and playing like, I think like hand hockey. You ever do that? It wasn't knock hockey. You just try to smash a ball against someone's legs.
Okay.
Just by hitting it. You can't hold it. You just tap it. Uh-huh. If you hit it against your legs, they're out. Anyway, we were playing that, and I jumped up and smashed my head against a low-hanging shelf. And the teacher was like, it's only funny until somebody gets hurt. And then my friend was like, yeah, but also like 5 seconds after, before you know they're hurt.
That's when it really settles in.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny still. And you're like, oh, stop laughing. It's actually seriously damaged. Yeah. Did you get fucked up a lot?
Never.
Never.
I did not drink a sip of alcohol. We drank like a little, remember grenades?
Nope.
Grenades? No, yeah, but they were little like 12-ounce Budweisers or 8-ounce little tiny grenades. Tony LeMay, I drank one of those in his basement one time. But other than that, I never drank. And then the first time I got banged up was before my freshman year in college. I just was depressed about a girl. And I said to my buddy, I'm like, they were getting someone to go to the Packy. And I was like, can you grab me, what's something good, you know? And someone was like, oh, Malibu rum would be good. And I didn't know, because I thought it was like a sweet booze, that you would just, I didn't know you'd mix something like that.
You just had it straight?
Just straight.
Just straight rum?
Like a bottle.
Does rum ever get drank straight? Or is it
always
you
could sip on like nice aged rum, like a 23 year.
I've never tried that.
Ron Zacapa, go check it out.
Expand your horizons.
Is that what you guys did?
No, I would do like rum, peppermint schnapps and rum. But that was in college. We didn't get fucked up in high school. We were like too like sheltered.
Yeah, none of the people in my friends did. I knew there were a couple guys in our group that would like try it here and there and roll with other groups, but pretty much we were just like, nah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just played sports. My brother would get drunk and I was just like, I'd come home and we shared a room, right?
Yeah.
So I remember coming home as a freshman and I had no curfew. So I came home at like 3:30 in the morning just from hanging out with friends watching movies. And we get home and my room stinks. And my brother had thrown up everywhere, like all over our clothes. I'm like, dude, you better clean this up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, not right now. Just like,
well,
tomorrow.
I mean, like I went and slept on the couch.
In.
Yeah, I don't know. We just didn't do that.
I went to the La Jolla Comedy Store, you know, the condo.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
And I stayed there, but I was in the big room because I guess I was headlining that day. And I slept on just once half the bed. And in the morning, I looked on the other side under the pillow.
No.
Was barf.
No,
from
dude.
Who had stayed there the week before.
No.
Yeah. I think I might have gotten there to do the Wednesday, Thursday shows.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So Wednesday night, there was barf. And I was like, who the fuck stayed here? And it was Whitney. And I was like, Whitney, did you barf in the bed?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I didn't even stay down there. I actually went back Friday night and Saturday night. I didn't even stay in the bed. I was like, well, who else was here? KT.
Katara?
I called KT. I'm like, dude, did you barf in the bed and fucking leave it there? I mean, they should have washed the sheets by now, for sure.
Yeah.
But like, and he was like, no, I slept out of the girls. I wasn't even there. I was like, who the fuck barfed in the bed?
Don't even tell me. It was from 2 weeks before?
No, I got blackout drunk and barfed in the bed.
Oh,
it was for sure me. Yeah, it was that dangerous level of barfing.
Blaming everyone?
I was like, who could it be? And they're like, you. I just leaned over and then put the pillow over it and went back to sleep, I guess.
Oh, jackass.
Yeah. Awful. So what did you get into in high school? Like, what was your, like...
Class president, bro.
What?
Class president, son.
Were you really?
Yeah. Freshman, sophomore year, lost junior year, went for it again senior year, didn't make it.
Class president, oh, class president freshman year.
Yeah.
You lost junior year, then tried again senior year, and no?
Let me tell you what happened.
So you lost 2 years in a row.
I crushed it freshman year. Organized a Red Sox field trip.
It's great.
60 kids, you get a ticket, you get the bus ride, yeah, and a beach ball. In the third inning, we blew up all the beach balls and just let them all go, 60. And we made the news. It was like, dude, I made out with Karen Meduno on the bus ride home.
Really?
Yeah. I was just destroying it. Sophomore year, we had like...
As president, you're fucking turned into Lewinsky?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dude, that's what got me the votes.
Yeah.
And then sophomore year, we did, we did a semi-formal. Freshmen and sophomores had a semi-formal every year, a dance. And like the backdrop for the photos looked like some like... whore, it was just bad, and that's what brought me down junior year. That's what people ran against me with.
Why? You had a bad photo?
The backdrop looked horrible for the formal,
and they were like, he fucked up the formal.
Yeah, man,
the backdrop looked terrible in everyone's pictures.
I got taken down. I guess,
are we gonna trust him again?
That's what I'm saying.
Who took you down?
My boy Todd Miller, now Todd Averback, lives up in Northern California. I see him whenever I go there.
How's his name different?
He changed his last name because his stepdad adopted him.
Oh.
But he got up there, and I used to run with passion, dude. I like to make a difference. Yeah. You know what I'm about. He got up there making jokes. I remember watching me like, this fucking guy serious? Like, this is who they're going to vote for? And they did.
A jokester?
Clown.
Turns out they do that every year. Brian Baldinger told me this. He goes, every election, it's come down to since like 1910, who the funnier candidate is.
Oh, really?
And he was like, be careful, because Trump's a lot funnier than Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone's like, yeah, but this is the one that it's not like that.
Wow, that makes sense. Obama's pretty funny, dude.
It's funnier than fucking Dick Cheney. No, not Dick Cheney. Who do you run against?
But he is funnier than him, too.
The guy from Arizona?
Yeah, McCain.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I was into that. I played sports. I played soccer and baseball. Our baseball team was legit. Number one in the state, 25th in the country. No big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you play?
I played outfield and pitched. Every single kid on my high school team went and played in college. Two went D1, one went to the pros. I never started a game.
Oh. Well, they need a reliever, you know, for blowouts.
I did. I had the chance against Medford freshman year or junior year, and it didn't stick.
To what, close out?
To just pitch. I came in and pitched three innings of relief, shut it down. I'm like, oh, look.
Shut out three?
Yeah. But, I mean, I came in relief because we were losing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get a chance. Nope. I don't think he liked me.
Isn't it weird how teachers, they're supposed to be this impartial, like, I'm just here to help everybody, but they have their favorites, for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Well, especially when your team is, I mean, our team was nasty.
Yeah.
This guy coached golf, hockey, and baseball. We were insane. We were always insane. And, you know, I just, the guy would get mad because, like, during BP, if he pitched me inside, I would stroke it for a homer, but foul. And he would be like, why the fuck are you swinging it down? And I was like, I'm just trying to get my hacks in, dude. But that, yeah, man, that was what we did. And then senior year, this was the best. So freshman year, I also scored with chicks, dude. That was my thing.
Did you really in school, in high school?
Well, I had a girlfriend. But I mean, before that, yeah, I was lucky.
Wow.
You had no girls going on in high school, huh?
Zero, zero, zero. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, I was kind of lucky.
Wow, who'd you fuck?
Different chicks. Well, this is what happened. I had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? But she was younger than me, and we weren't really fooling around a lot, and then I ended up, like, cheating on her, which I'm not proud of, but, there were other girls. But, I mean, we started...
That's how you learn.
My freshman year in high school, in the marching. So I was in the marching band as well. I was doing way too much, dude. Soccer, baseball, marching band, class president, Boy Scouts.
Wait. Soccer, baseball, marching band, class president, Boy Scouts, soccer. So there was no marching band for soccer or baseball?
No.
Just football. Why the fuck were you in the marching band?
Because my mom's still a musician, plays organ at church, sings in a choir. She was a music major.
Does she ever, when she's playing the organ, get up and walk around and play the organ?
Yeah, dude. She does. She stands and...
She takes it around?
Like...
She marches is what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought you meant like a little Jerry Lewis vibe where she's like, good God, I'm math balling.
That's not Jerry Lewis. That's
Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yeah. Jerry Lewis just died.
You get what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like everyone in my family had... My mom's rules growing up were everyone played an instrument, everyone played sports, everyone did Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts. So we all had to do those three things. And then you bounced out of it when you were done.
When you were old enough to decide if I want to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of did band. Yeah, school's letting out now, play.
3 o'clock, it gets out.
Yeah.
Let's oh, wait, this. Is it 5 o'clock?
What
is
no, it's three.
Oh.
So for me, like, I would do these things that I felt like really loyal to my mom. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. My dad wasn't around, so my mom was everything. And I'm like, she wants us to be involved in music. And I just kept doing it. And then it got to the point where, one, I was getting an A for the class. And two, the band was so pathetic that, like, I think one time I tried to quit. And the band, like, the guy who's in charge of the band, he was like, Jay, you can't, man.
We need
like it's you and Mark Torello. You're on bass. He's on snare. What are we gonna do? So I just stuck with it, and because you know. But I mean, I hated it. I hated it by senior year because if we were nasty, maybe I would have liked it. But we weren't nasty.
Yeah, it's easier to stick with a team that's actually winning.
Yeah, or if you had like, more than 21 people in your marching band, dude. You know how pathetic that is. 21 people.
Is that low?
Fuck yeah, dude.
What's a marching band?
Like legit ones,
yeah.
Like 150. If you're decent, like really good, 75. Like sad is like 40. We were 21 people. You know what I mean? There's no percussion section with two people in it, man. Usually there's like 8 snares,
did
5 bass.
Or do you just go and like try to rah-rah the crowd
Dude,
up?
No, we had to compete. We had this one like... concert band competition that we went to, and there are judges that are talking into microphones, and then the next day you listen back to what the judges said and you like hear about like what you did. And I was playing timpani. You know the timpani?
Nope.
Some people refer to them as the kettle drum, you know, like they're these giant copper looking drums that like boom boom, you know.
Okay.
And we're sitting there, and what would happen is like when you're playing kettle drums or timpani, you'd have to tune them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, we're about to get surrounded, son.
Dude, I love them all pouring out. Some of them look super young. Some look like adults.
They're all super young.
This one has a mustache, full mustache.
Yeah, well, I love that some of them are just like straight, like gonna like walk at us, like we might get in a scruff, dude.
We might. It might be like, hey, it's not your territory.
I never got in a fight in high school. I wouldn't mind getting in one right now.
You probably stand a way better chance of winning now.
Yeah, no shit.
They gotta have they probably don't gas. Like we'll gas. Well, for sure gas, but like...
What do you mean gas?
We'll run out of energy.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll run out of energy way
quick. We're stronger, but we would not have the energy.
Yeah, now he's got teachers looking at us like, who are these two guys?
Which guys?
These teachers over here.
Everyone's staring? Do they think we're creeps?
First of all, we're definitely creeps.
Why? We're just laying on the lawn.
I don't know what's creepier, us two or these two dudes are standing right here next to us that are just like standing there watching.
Staring. It's weird. I see them.
I'm lucky. I got my back to them, and I'm not laying down seductively like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got.
I like lying on my stomach.
First of all, can you just flash back to about 20 minutes ago when you go, should I take my shirt off? Just imagine if right now you had your shirt off.
I'm so happy that it's still on.
I'm so happy. So uncomfortable.
It would be a real problem.
But don't forget, like, as uncomfortable as
his girlfriend.
I know, he's got his arm around her.
Wow. You think they do it?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know.
This day and age?
He's got a cat in his backpack. I don't think so. Yeah, this day and age, they're way more advanced than we were.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was a weird vibe.
Are you Ari Shaffir?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, he's Ari Shaffir.
What's up?
My friend Miles said you're famous or something.
No, not famous.
Yeah.
But I'm just a comedian. How are you doing? What happened to your ear?
Where?
I don't know. Both your ears.
It's the earrings, man.
Oh, they're earrings. Oh, it looks like tape. I'm sorry. Oh, I see it now. I got the sun in my eyes. That's why I didn't see it.
What does he do?
I'm a comedian.
Oh, that's why you said that.
Found Ari's demographic here.
He This is not happening.
Yeah, well, I did for a while.
Well, he did. He got fired, but no big deal.
We're just recording a podcast. Me and my friend Jay are recording a podcast. What are you doing here? Going to school?
No.
No?
I come here and steal shit.
You come and steal shit?
Badass kid.
Do you really go to school, or do you really steal shit?
I really steal shit.
And don't go to school?
I just got a whole bunch of phones in my bag right now.
Let me see. Liar, let me see.
I don't know, it's like incriminating.
You should steal laces.
You think showing us is incriminating yourself besides just telling us you did?
I mean, that's just your word, but if you guys actually saw it.
Then we could be a witness.
Yeah.
You steal cell phones from a school?
I steal everything, you feel me? Cell phones, kidneys, everything.
Kidneys. I hope you didn't steal those pants, man. You did?
True Religion. Very nice. Very nice. That's hot couture. All right, what's your name?
Damani Brown.
Damani Brown. Nice to meet you, Damani. Yeah.
Future of America, player.
Future of America. I like it. I think he was clearly joking, but I do like the one piece, the matching outfit.
Those sweats,
I get recognized,
dude,
in high school now.
Gotta love it. I'm like, why is that kid staring so much?
I saw him staring. It was weird.
He's all about this is not happening.
I gotta get these cordless mics so I can do this and just look like we're talking.
Wait till you see what happens when that kid grows up and he's a comedian, and then all of a sudden, like 20 years from now, he's on TV and he's like, I'll never forget when I saw Aisha Finger
my
high school lawn. I knew I could do anything.
Would you hook up, assuming you weren't married, assuming your wife died horribly in an accident, would you hook up with any of these girls?
No.
Without knowing their age. I'm just saying, you're looking at them.
No.
Look at that girl over there in the gray top, black pants. Not the long sleeve, the short sleeve.
No, dude. She looks like a child.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does,
looks
Ari.
Like a model.
I'll never forget.
This
yeah, a
like
model
a
for a high school child.
Yeah.
I never forget when I went and did a college. This was like 5 years ago. I was like, holy shit, how young these kids are. That was college.
There's
dude.
A difference between some of the freshmen. Half of them look young. Half of them look old.
We're in college?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
like these
I'm sure.
Kids. You think Damani Brown looks like a high schooler? No, he looks like a fucking adult. I can't tell the difference. I was 7 and fucking 23. I can't tell the difference.
See,
it's all arranged to me.
I mean, I'm like in it now with kids, so like...
If you saw that girl at the Comedy Store...
No.
In the audience, and then saw her up front, you'd be like, hi, how you doing? You wouldn't think like, wow, can you drink here? You would just assume...
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, no, this chick is way too young. How did she get in here?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So... what were we saying beforehand?
Before
school let out. Man, it's so weird looking at all of them.
The fact that they got to do this.
First of all, everybody goes double shoulders on the backpack.
Yep.
You did not, right?
I never wore a backpack, no. We were like gym bags.
Gym bags?
Yeah, like, remember backpacks weren't in style back then.
Oh. No, we did single shoulder backpacks.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I always did like a Adidas bag that I got at Marshall's
and
or
just
something.
Hold it in your hands?
No, I do the strap.
Oh, the one
strap.
Shoulder strap. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what's like the this, sad like thing? This. Is like these kids have no idea how like dialed they have it right now.
They're never going to see winter?
No. Well, and I mean, I don't care if they're here or in Maryland or Boston.
Oh, you mean just in general?
Their life is the shit right now. This is for Ari Shafir, if you are on the front lawn. Did you ever ride a bike to school? That was something I never did.
Where was Hebrew Academy? Yeah, I think a couple times I did.
That chick just kicked the cord,
the shit,
man.
Kicked the cord.
Come on,
no
girl.
At all.
I mean, you had to go out of your way
to
kick
right
that cord.
She next to you to kick that cord.
She sure did, man.
She was trying to show her independence or something? What the fuck was that?
I don't know. She wasn't even on a phone. You know what? That's something I'm surprised about. I thought I'd see... Oh, there's a kid on their phone. Another kid on their phone. All right, never mind. Every kid's on their phone.
Yeah.
You got
your
phone.
You think that right after... From what I hear about millennials, as soon as they get out of school, they'd be on it instantly.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they are. They're on it in school and shit.
Are they not allowed?
But are they... They're not millennials, these guys. Millennials are like... 22, 23, 24
these
right now,
all
right?
Born in the new millennium.
Oh, is that everyone is the millennials?
I thought anyone below like 30.
Oh. Yeah, well.
I really don't know what it is.
Either way, yeah, they're just...
Look at that oaf. Look at that giant one. With the... Look, fucking uncomfortable in his skin. Look, with the shorts and the long sleeve shirt.
Yeah, he's...
Dude's got a hoodie and shorts.
And then those socks with the high tops, dude.
His buddy's tiny. He's a fucking oaf.
They're misfits, dude, those three.
Yeah, got high top kids.
Yeah. Those are Vans.
Those are Vans.
You're in Venice, dude. Everyone's wearing Vans.
All right, school.
Huh?
I just love looking at them. You're right. They've got it dialed in. They got all their friends.
That's it, dude. Around them all the time. It's all right here.
They don't have to go anywhere for anything.
No, you're going to see you tomorrow. At the weekend, you do everything together. If you're at that point yet, when you're not still hanging out with your parents and shit.
And it's just like, hey, let's go to this. It's not like, all right, call me. Let's see what time. Let's go.
No fucking way. Let's just go. Think about this, too. These kids all live on the west side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, what do you know what they could do right now?
West of the 405 is a different range.
You can just screw over to the beach right now and swim for the afternoon. You could take surfing as a gym class.
You can in a lot of these places, right?
Yeah. You go to the beach with your friends. I mean, you got to be a hardcore surfer because you got to be there at 6. You surf. You know what one of my secret fantasies is?
Karate? Something unrelated to what we were just talking about?
No, I love that's where your head went, though. I thought it was going to go a lot worse than that. You're like banging that chick in the gray top. Is getting an old bread truck and then gutting it and putting in like bunks and then a desk and a coffee maker and stuff and have hopefully my kids will be into surfing.
Yeah.
And then like I'm the dad who like picks up their friends at like 5 a.m., drive to the beach. They all crash out in the bunks till we get there to Malibu. They go out and surf. I make a pot of coffee. I sit on the roof of the bread truck. I watch them. They come in at 7. They get changed, go back to crash. I drop them all at school.
Wow. That would be cool. Why a bread truck and why the desk in there?
So I can like write and shit.
Okay. So you can have it.
You know what I mean? So if like it's like afternoon or something, it's like base camp, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be fresh, dude. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. These guys, you don't get to pick anything, too, when you go to, like, high school in your town.
You barely get to pick your clothes. You don't get to pick, like, who your friends are.
No. That's why, like, did you have friends that went to, like, private school? Did you go to private school?
I went to private school.
Fucking uppity fuck.
Right?
My mom wanted me to go to Austin Prep. I was like, nah. She's like, you live with your grandmother. I'm like, are you fucking nuts?
That's what I want to do? Oh, yeah, mom. That's what I want to do.
I'm going to leave all my friends in Stoneham 5 minutes away.
Idiot, mom. Stupid
idiot.
Get
the fuck out of here. Should have went.
Yeah, private school was great. It was just, I mean, I don't know anything to compare it to, but just 100 people per class. No, my first school was 25 people per grade, and then it went to 100.
I mean, my high school was 180 was in my class. It's nothing crazy.
No, that's small. That's pretty small.
It was a small town. We only had like 22,000 people in my whole town.
Really?
Yeah. But like, here's the deal with what they're doing with school now is now they're like cultivating a school community where like, if you're in fifth grade, you make presentations in front of the school and PowerPoint, and you're teaching kids how to like have a voice and know what they want and shit like that. I mean, at private, you know, now we're about to get approached by the principal.
Seems like it. For sure, it seems like it.
Yeah. It's different now versus what it was then.
Versus private versus that.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
We're just
recording a podcast.
Recording a podcast.
Talking to my buddy. It's so nice out. We figured we'd lay on a lawn. Is it okay?
Yeah.
We're not doing nothing. Oh. How long till they get out? They just got out?
Yeah. It'll probably be about
3:45.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do they do? Hang around till then?
Well, the buses come. The buses leave. The Culver City buses. Once you see this cleared here about 3:40.
Yeah.
Then you have an open gate. Technically, you shouldn't be on campus. But
oh, really?
Gotcha.
Because the campus.
Right, people shouldn't be on campus, but people come in anyway after hours because we're the only one without a gate.
Oh.
But at least, you know, the legend says that after 3:45, 4 o'clock,
the kids are gone.
Mostly everyone's clear. We figured you were doing something.
Yeah, I mean, Ari actually got recognized by one of the kids, like, oh, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, it was weird.
So we can't. Can we just finish up? You think if we just. Maybe another.
Half hour?
Half hour or so?
Would you be able to come back at 3:45 to finish it up?
No, because we got to go to... No, I got to head into Hollywood.
In the middle of the street there?
By the tree.
Oh, yeah, you're just saying, like, basically be on the sidewalk.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll take a walk around.
Yeah.
We'll get out of your hair.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Do you get, like, creeps hanging out here? Is that the issue?
Essentially, it's a... And the irony is that it's you still have to follow closed school policy.
Yeah.
But we're the only school in LAUSD left without a gate.
That's open.
So it makes it even worse because and it's so welcoming.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys must come out here a lot.
Park, it's skateboarding on weekends.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But definitely, you know, I knew you were doing something like that. Obviously, you weren't causing any issues.
Yeah.
No, it's nice that you're protecting the kids that way.
Almost like they
He's a dad, so
right,
he gets
they
it.
See you that, you know, you're
or just a human, Ari.
Oh, cool.
They're taking care of it at least, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Instead of like, who are those weirdos? Yeah. All right, we'll take a walk around. Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
Sorry, guys. Man, did we just get expelled?
Kind of. I never even got expelled. Why don't we just go sit at those picnic tables?
Can we do that?
That are further on campus. No, I think we're going to have to like...
Once we got talked to, there's no way. You could be like, oh, is this also not okay?
Guys, we're just slowly walking. Do you guys mind that? How nice were those guys? We're not filming you guys.
They were pretty nice.
Should we just go down here and try and find a bench that's not on the thing?
Yeah, sure.
Did you ever have this, though? Look at this guy just comes around and sells, like, ice creams and stuff out of his thing, and these kids just buy it.
That's straight me and Marsh shit. Just like, hey, I got food. I want to sell it. No regulations. Let's go. You want it? I got it.
Yeah.
China. All that stuff.
Oh, really?
Like, here's some.
I used to have those guys in my neighborhood when I lived in Hollywood and Venice. You ever have them? They ring the bell and shit.
Oh yeah,
ding ding.
Oh yeah. Did you ever get in trouble in school?
I mean, for cheating.
Yeah.
You know, like I remember because my brother went to school with this girl Kristen, and her sister was like 3 years older. So when I was a freshman, she was a freshman English teacher, and I had her, and like she was like we were taking this like vocab test or something.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, put your rough drafts out on the corner of the desk, and I'll come around and check your rough drafts as you're taking this test. And I'm like, what? I'm like, all right. I'm like, question one, boom, open the thing. There it is. Two, I went all the way through, and by the fourth one, I opened my like rough draft, and I close it, and I just hear, oh, my God, Jason? And I look up, and the whole class is looking at me, and she goes, are you cheating? And I was like... yeah. And I got pinched, and all my friends were like, dude, how the hell did you get pinched, and why did you say yeah?
So
I'm like,
brazen. You're supposed to deny till the end.
Yeah, because that's what you do. You want to sit on these steps?
Maybe. Oh, maybe. Just going to say, let's take a walk around the building.
Unless you want to keep going.
I'm just
going
to walk around and see the fucking whole campus.
Oh, you want to do it? But we're going to have to, like, you can't walk around it on campus. We're going to have to go all the way down to whatever the next block is.
You do not like working your legs, do you?
Oh, no, let's do it. Yeah, all right. I thought the whole point is you want to stay on campus.
I know, I
Jeez.
Did. I thought it would be cool to do a thing about school on a school.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, it's so nice out. So what do they do? Extracurriculars?
No, this is softball right here.
Oh.
This is a softball field. I see them sometimes when they're having games.
Dude, if I was starting school now, like if I was like creating the idea of school,
yeah,
I would not have extracurriculars in it. I wouldn't think about it.
What do you mean?
I'd be like, we'll educate you, then you're done. And like, what about sports? Like, yeah, when they're done, they can play sports.
What do you mean, like, done?
I mean, at 3 o'clock, they'll be like, you're out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what they do here.
Yeah, but this is part. This,
oh, this
is school
tryouts,
sanction,
dude. This is tryouts.
Is it really tryouts?
Look at the numbers. They were in
you're
fucking
right,
numbers.
You're right.
They're signing up. What? It's the beginning of the school year.
You're right.
How fucking dope is that?
Not all of them even have gloves. Look, when Adam didn't have a glove.
Did you ever try?
I didn't have a glove when I tried out for baseball.
Oh my god.
I didn't have a glove. But dude, I was still making snags in the outfield. The coach is like, "What the fuck?"
I'm
like,
"Are you tall?"
Yeah, I was the same height I am now.
Oh my god.
But I went volleyball instead.
Oh, dude, volleyball's dope.
Yeah. Plus, I would fucking crush it in people's faces. I had a serve. I had a knuckleball serve.
Yeah.
Where I could hit it up and out with like a cupped hand, and the ball would come swing back and forth. You see people like, and then just dive at it. They're trying out.
They're trying out right now.
Wow.
How cool is that, dude? Because think about this. When you're in high school and you got to try something that you don't know if you're going to succeed at, that's so scary, man.
It's scary. Everyone's going to laugh at you.
But that's the thing. Nowadays, nobody wants... I'm surprised that kids do try out.
There's so many people here trying out.
I know. It was a boatload.
Yeah.
But now everything's just set up for kids. Like, oh, they shouldn't have to compete with each other to get anywhere.
Do you think it's like that?
I think it is like that.
We sort of heard about.
No, I think it's like that for sure. I don't fucking know, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of everything that you hear about that's like, that's crazy, is only because a very small amount of people do it, and then everyone else is like, no, same as always.
Yeah, you're right.
Rebelling gets a blog post or something or some fucking.
But they do all like, you know, just give a kid, you know, kids get trophies, or that's what you hear.
I mean,
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I heard that too. The kids these days are getting just participation trophies, and it's like,
yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Oh. Yeah, man, you want to watch
bucket,
that?
Yes, my bucket of balls. I'm just going to get a glove for
that. Yeah, we'll watch
go,
your bucket.
Go for it, man.
Bucket of balls.
So dad just asked us to watch his bucket of balls for his kid. You know what, dude? You know what I thought I was going to ask?
I thought he was going to be like, hey, do you know anyone here? Why are you watching? Why are you watching?
Why are you doing microphones while my daughter's over here trying to softball?
Yeah, I really thought so, too. I thought him staring at us, and I'm like, I have never been so cognizant of not being a child predator. why do I feel like it?
Dude, I used to be so oblivious to it.
Yeah.
And when I moved here, and I lived in this condemned house in Venice for a while.
Yeah.
14 months, and I had a Pentax with a 100mm lens on it, and then I had a Holga I would shoot on. You know what a Holga is? It's like this Russian camera. It's plastic, and it shoots medium format. So before Instagram was anything, Holgas always shot medium format. Anyway, I would go around shooting, and I've always loved kids. So one day, I just went to this like school playground, and I was just taking photos. And all of a sudden, I see all the kids running. I'm like, oh, look at all these kids running away. And then a teacher coming at me like, get out of here. And I'm like, oh, no, I love the idea of youth and kids learning. And she's like, get the fuck out of here.
They really have ruined it for like normcore people. Like, I don't think I'm in the minority here, but I don't want to molest.
All right, so if we go all the way around, then we'll get over to football practice.
Oh,
which happened over there,
practice.
Too. Yes. So I told it at your storytelling show.
What?
But in our high school, our football team were fucking douches. Douches. And when you play soccer and you're in the marching band that plays for the football team.
Do they have the attitude like you work for us?
Fuck, they thought they were the shit. They were ranked number one in the state. And they were 5-0. And I was like, fuck these assholes. And I wrote this like whole article about ripping down the football team.
What, for your school paper?
Yeah. How they didn't care about anyone. Why we even support them. Like, why would you ever support these guys?
You're right. That's ahead of your time, I guarantee you right now. But you're right. Why do we support these fucking toolboxes when they're playing sports?
And I'm like, they don't care about you. And then I would go on to say, like, they don't care about the soccer team. They don't care about the field hockey team. They don't. I wrote, like,
that's a good point. You don't see them supporting the soccer team.
We're all at their games. Do you ever see them at your game? Do you see them anywhere else? And I did this whole thing. And I signed it anonymous.
Yeah.
And I had someone on the inside of the paper. And, you know, high school papers, they don't come out weekly. So I wrote this when they were 5-0. And the school paper came out the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You know, you have that half day.
Yeah.
It came out that day. The pep rally was that day for the Thanksgiving Day game.
Wow.
They had lost 4 games in a row. They were 5-4, no longer ranked. And I go to school and I show up and the football coach, who was also a math teacher, is storming down my hallway into like the teacher who's an English teacher who oversaw the newspaper and like goes in a room. He's like,
give me the name.
I need to know who wrote this. Screaming. And she stood her ground. She's like, I can't give away sources. They came in anonymous. They're anonymous. Marching band right there, son.
Marching band.
See
yeah.
those drumsticks.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're welcome.
You got it, man.
You're welcome. Let's go. Wow, man. He's going to teach a marching band. He's in the fucking what? Marines?
Marine Corps. Yeah.
Damn. You guys trying out today?
Baseball trials today? Just practice. Already made the team. I got that Venice hat at home, son.
Oh, okay. Girls tryouts.
A lot of people trying out, huh?
She took my daughter. She's only 14. She's coming up 60 kids.
60 kids trying out? For how many spots?
At least there's only JV and varsity. There's not even a freshman.
No freshman team, huh?
It's going to be...
How was the squad last year?
I have no idea. My daughter's in high school.
She's in high school.
Oh, okay, freshman. That's intimidating, man.
What do you think her odds are of making it? You've seen her canon.
I know my kid. We can play Parks and Rec. She never really took it too seriously. I mean, I'm a coach, but, you know, like, if you push it,
Yeah.
So she enjoys
it. They got to want
to
do it.
It's something I love coaching. So she's a part of it. But all of a sudden, now she wants to take it more seriously. I'm like, well, you know, that's... You have to really work at that to just... You know,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's not something you just learn overnight. She's really, like... She's gotten to become a pretty decent hitter. Just her throwing or fielding is needs work.
Suspect.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how you get better. You get said like you can't be on the team. You're like, all right, I got to work harder.
Yeah,
maybe next year.
I said even if you don't make it this year, you know, if you got, you can work hard and work on and try to make it.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing that builds character. Is you might not make it.
They don't
or
still
challenged.
Give participation trophies out to everybody, do they? Is that still a thing? They better not.
I mean, like even in Parks and Rec, like please, after a certain age, like please stop getting.
Yeah. That's cool for 5-year-olds.
Yeah, it's cool when they like did something. Like, hey, look at you, put your mind to it, and you followed through.
Winning and losing is a part of life.
Yeah.
You know, after a certain age, you've got to, you know, if you worked hard and you win, you deserve it. You've earned it. but you shouldn't be getting the same trophy as someone that just bust their butt.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There's a certain age where that has to go.
My brother was 2 years older than me, and I was in majors. He was in minors because I was pretty good at baseball. We won the whole thing. He came in second, and I'll never forget. I had a big gold trophy, yeah. and he had a tiny little silver trophy.
Good.
And he fucking knew, hey, yeah. oh, excuse me. Yeah, but
there's no question. There's no question. You won.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Let's walk around and look at football practice. Right.
Hey, good luck, hey. Man.
Good one, Joe.
Nice to meet you.
Are you guys podcasting?
Yeah, podcasting.
Cool.
Yeah. Skeptic Tank.
Skeptic Tank?
Yeah.
Is that the
Yeah. yeah. Later, man.
Good luck to your daughter. Oh, that was too loud. It sounded creepier, too.
It sure did. And because you were afraid to say it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
So
you were
like, good luck to your daughter. First time you started saying the N-word on stage, and you're like real tepid about it, and the crowds turn on you because you're like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, God, I'll never forget the first time I tried the N-word on stage.
How did that go?
I never did it, you asshole. Why would I ever say the N-word on stage? You're the only idiot looking dumb enough to try that. That was the best joke Colbert said last night. Did you see that at the Emmys?
No.
He's saying, like, he goes, give it up for all the African-American actors, and he's like pointing them out in the audience, and he goes, and of course we can't forget Bill Maher. He goes, I just assume he's black for how many times he uses the N-word on his show. That's pretty dope. So that article comes out. Look at this girl.
Wow.
Dude, Venice.
She's a far better skater than me.
Are you ready? I'm going to tell you this right now. This chick kills it.
Kills it. She gets up this curb. Oh.
All right, are you ready for this?
I fall in love with a girl like that. What?
I've Instagrammed that girl.
You have?
Yes.
You've seen her skate before?
Yes. How random is this?
Oh, she's good, man.
She's nasty. So, one day, I was down here in Venice. Huh?
In 180s?
I was down on Venice, and I see this girl skateboarding.
Yeah.
And she was nasty, but she was skateboarding, pulling her little sister along with her.
You for real saw her?
Yeah, like, here it is, right here. Look, teaching her sister how to skateboard. I put music behind it. Think that's her? Watch how nasty this chick is.
Yeah, she's wearing the same shoes.
Watch this now. And then she like helps her sister, lets her go. And they're like, look how young they are. Waiting at the light.
I love the kick flip.
Badass.
Kick it up to yourself.
Yeah.
That's like the number one, the first thing you learn in skateboarding, just pick it up
course,
and hold it.
Dude.
I still don't know that move.
No.
I'm always kicking it, like leaping after it, trying to catch it.
I was horrible on a skateboard.
What is this? Music for the school?
I don't know where that's coming from. Someone might teach me.
Dude, school is so fun.
It's the best,
They've got
dude.
So much shit going on.
Oh, you know what? This is a dance school. It's coming from in there.
Do you think that's part of the school?
No, look.
School? Why GSB?
Because there's a dance studio in there. So.
Yeah.
Can I finish the story?
Yes, please.
The football coach goes storming in there, demands to know who wrote the article. The woman who oversees is like, I can't give up that source.
I mean, for sure he was going to do something wrong with that knowledge. He was going to be like, well, I just want to know. Like,
Yeah. So then the first class I have that day is marching band. I go there.
Yeah.
And our teacher, first thing, all right, have you guys seen this article? Does anyone know anyone involved? Like, this is looking like it comes from someone from the band. And I mean, we're a lot of dorky kids in there. Everyone must have just been like, got to be Larson. But no one said anything. I go to my next class. Teacher goes, all right, I know we had stuff to work on today. Let's put it all down. I want to talk about this article that came out today, and I want to know how you guys feel about it as a class. And I'm like sitting there like, oh my God. And one of my friends was on the football team. He's like, I agree with it. Everyone on this team is a bunch of dicks.
Really?
Because we were all juniors, and all the seniors were the ones that sucked. Then my buddy comes up to me in the hallway. I mean, it was just the whole talk of the school.
Wow, what a good article. That's a first troll right there.
Yeah, you know it, dog.
I'm already upset.
You know it.
Yeah.
My boy Dave DeGeorge came up to me. He's like, dude, it's like pump up the volume around here. Everyone's going nuts. So then we have that pep rally, you know? It's the pep rally for the Thanksgiving Day game.
Yeah.
And they have like, that's like the marching band's playing. It's in the auditorium. They have like a dummy of the opposing high school team's like running back hanging from like a noose. And my article is right on its chest.
Oh, like they're going to kill whoever wrote it?
Yeah, like they're going to kill the other team. And this article is like, you're just as much the enemy as this team, right? Uh-huh. So they come marching in the team. We're playing like fucking dun, you know?
Yeah.
They come in, and the captain just goes up to the microphone. He goes, holds up the article and goes, if this is how you feel about our football team, don't come to the game tomorrow. And they all just walked out.
Of the pep rally?
Yeah.
If this is how you feel about a football game, don't come to the game tomorrow.
Don't come. And then they end up losing. They went 5-5 in the season. And all those fucking losers are probably still being losers somewhere. One of the kids who's an offensive lineman.
I scored 4 touchdowns in a game once.
You did?
No.
Al. One of them came up to me during the day, and he's like, "Hey, Lawson." I was like, "Hey, man." He goes, "Listen, a lot of the guys on the team think you wrote that article." And I go,
"Crazy,
dude,
the truth comes out.
Don't you know if I don't you think if I wrote that article, I would have put my name on it?" He goes, "That's exactly what I told him." I was like, "Get out of here."
What's up, boxer buddy?
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
It's a good-looking dog right there.
It's a good-looking dog with those little tooth dogs. He's scary, though.
What, that one tooth hanging out the side?
Yeah. Like, he looked friendly about it, but, like, he could easily jump over that fence, too.
If you reach your hand over to pet him, he might have got
it. He might just, like, eat it.
Yeah.
For sure. Those little dogs I wouldn't have a problem with.
Just kick them.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had I'm not saying you should do that.
He knew? Everybody knew?
I feel like everybody
knew. How would they know? Because they can...
Because I was, like, on the soccer team. Dude, I was pretty vocal in my school. You know what I mean? Like, I would, you know... I did shit.
They are dicks, though, man.
These guys were
so fucking special.
I don't know what it was. They just thought they were the shit. The other
thing, like when like Pat Summitt used to go to the men's games and vice versa.
No shit, dude. Yeah,
our school. We're representing our school.
Totally. That's not the way it is anymore. Or some, depending on where you are, you know, it's very rare that you're going to get people to support. Like, you know, they would go to Pat Summitt's games too at Tennessee. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
The like, men's team.
We're going to win a fucking national championship. This is awesome.
Go support the women's team.
Yeah.
One of those dudes too. I remember freshman year, I had a girl in my grade who I was really good friends with was dating the linebacker on the football team who was a year older than me.
Yeah.
And I was good friends with her, and he thought I was like fooling around with her, and he showed up with 4 other football players at my house one night, knocked on my door, and like he's like, "What's up? Why you, you know, coming at my girl?" And I was like, "What?" And these dudes are going, "Kick his fucking ass," yelling from the car. And I'm just like, "Yeah, man, nah, man, nothing's going on. I don't know what you're talking about." I was never been. That was the most scared I've ever been. I'm like, "Dude, I'm gonna get my ass beat at
my
house."
Were you doing anything?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe it's tough. It's a long time ago.
Well, no, I know exactly.
For sure, you were.
I definitely was.
Hey, where's this football practice?
It's over here, man. This is like, I don't know what this is. I think this is like the booth where they announce from up here.
Students are rising.
I shortcut to my breakfast spot with the family down here.
Hey, before we go any further,
yeah,
let's talk about the special you're releasing.
Yes. October 20th. This football practice. You know, I shot it myself.
Shot it yourself? Well, how come?
Not like I shot it myself with like handheld cameras or anything.
Yeah, but you paid for it, you mean?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't like, there was nowhere, I wasn't getting an outlet to do it. Like, you paid for yours yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And I just never found a home for it. And I was like, I'm just going to release it on my own. I spent my own money to do it. We did it at the LRA. We got a great director. Steve Fine Arts directed it.
I know him. I've heard of him.
He's done a bunch of specials, you know?
Yeah. Steven Fine Arts, yeah.
And, you know what I realized? Well, after I shot it and did it, I'm like, oh, there was no parameters on what I could say or what I couldn't say. Like, if I went to, like, Comedy Central and was like, "Hey, I want to do this special," they'd be like, "Oh, yeah, well, you can't say this, or we can edit."
They definitely have some stuff like that.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. And I just did it the way I wanted to do it.
I think, like, a network should be kind of like an editor for nice. Oh, you got to make that catch 13.
I'm on 1-3.
73? Is he 1-3 in the front and 7-3 in the back?
Nah, it's probably 7-3 altogether.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll definitely get in the way. An editor, what's going on?
What's up, man?
I'd be wrong. Lily Lime.
Think he just got tossed out of practice?
Did he? Or is he just going to piss?
He might be going to piss.
Or just water. An editor for a book.
Yeah.
Gives you advice.
Yes.
But then if you're like, I get why you think that's too long. And by the way, I have no idea if this is what an editor does. I'm just guessing now. And then you go like, no, I still want that paragraph the way it is.
Yeah.
And you trust them because they've done it a lot, but it's up to you.
Yeah.
That's how a network should be. They're like, we think it'd be better this. And you're like, okay, thank you. No. Or yeah, thank you. Good point. I never thought of it that
for
way.
For sure.
You're right, actually.
9 out of 10 times it's just like they, like, you know, you've ever done a TV spot and you see how your shit gets cut and you're like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just like, also some of the stuff, you know, I talk about, like, I'm a little old school. So I talk about like how I parent old school, how I be a married man old school, how I see life a little old school. And I think some people are like, whoa, dude, that's a little drastic. You know, like, you don't put booze on your kids' gums anymore. And I'm like, yeah, well, I do. You know, and it worked great.
Oh, right. And then they don't. Some people are like, we can't have that in there.
Yeah, we can't have that. And you're just like, or, you know, like, that's just not what we're trying to do right now. And I'm like, all right,
We think that might promote this. It's like, yeah, I don't know. It might. Well, I don't. I just don't understand why comics can't get like the we stand for it and not the releasing partner that, that puts it out.
Exactly.
Like if there's a terrible book. Remember that Million Little Pieces?
Yeah.
Thousand Little Pieces. And the guy was like, I guess it wasn't
It was
true.
A lie, yeah.
Yeah. Like, does the publisher get in most trouble with that? Or does the fucking author get in the trouble? The author gets in trouble.
That kid was the quarterback, by the way.
Really? Oh, that's why that
he had that swag. You see that swag that kid had?
I know what I'm doing.
He's a high school football quarterback, dude.
And in high school, you know what that means? He's running. He's a running back also.
Yeah, and he's a defensive back. He does name it.
Dude, going both ways would be the best thing about playing football.
I heard you do go both ways.
Oh, you mean sexually?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. How dare you turn that on me? I was just talking about football. You turned it?
You had to play both ways. You know who played quarterback here, dude?
Who?
J.P. Lossman.
Really?
You know J.P. Lossman?
Who does he play for now?
He played for the Bills. He got drafted the first round. I think he went to Tulane. What do you like, Bougainvillea? You like that Bougainvillea? There's no smell.
There is no smell. Got one over.
Are you a big Stop and Smell the Roses guy?
I'm a Stop and Smell the Roses. I don't do it so that I can like fulfill the saying of Stop and Smell the Roses, but roses a lot of times have a great smell, and you really have to stop to smell them.
They have an amazing smell.
Some have nothing, and some have an awesome smell.
Well, whoever's roses don't smell, you should knock on the door and be like, dude, what are
you
doing?
You got a problem with the roses? There's no smell here. I stopped to smell these, and there was nothing.
You're not winning any awards with these.
I mean, they're not running any plays, even.
They're practicing, dude.
Yeah, well, they're practicing badly. Right now, they're just standing around doing fuck all. Okay, here we go.
Where's the rest of the team?
Here we go.
Doom.
Okay, let's see.
What's the
arms like? Good spiral. Decent spiral. Short.
Yeah, that got picked.
Awful catch, by the way. That guy barely... I mean, he caught it, but like he did not look sure of himself at all.
No, well, I mean...
And by the way, he had to come back for that ball.
By the way, Stop and Smell the Roses is a fucking cliche for a reason.
Because
people are like, nah, that's so cliche. I'm like, you know, it's not cliche. A cliche is a cliche because, yeah, it's something you should be doing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, exactly. There's a reason Starbucks is everywhere. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Oh.
I think Starbucks sucks.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, people who are into coffee do not like Starbucks, huh?
I was never a coffee head.
Yeah.
And I used to just hate Starbucks when it first came around because I don't really like corporate companies. I like small, like independently owned places. And then my buddy like made a point to me. He goes, yeah, you want to support independently owned places, but don't forget, if Starbucks didn't start charging...
Go back to selling one. It's $3.40 now. Oh, Jesus.
If Starbucks didn't start charging $4.50 for a cup of coffee or $3.50 or whatever, then the little independent store, they wouldn't be doing it either, you know? And I was like, oh, that's a really good point. And Starbucks employs people. They give health benefits. They do a lot of positive things.
They do.
But at the same time, my grandfather owned like an independently owned bakery. I remember...
He got thrown out of business by them.
By who? Starbucks?
By Starbucks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There was a little tiny pharmacy in my town growing up, and the kid, I went to high school with their kid, and then Walgreens moved in.
Yeah.
Dude, that place was shut down in 5 months.
They have better deals, and they have more selection. It's like, why would you? I will never support like a 7-Eleven in like the East Village or something.
I'll
always go mom and pop.
Yeah, of course.
Bodegas.
I love mom and pop. That's what it should be.
Real creepy? Nope. Oh, we can.
You can, but we can't. You're sneaking in the back here.
Dude, this game.
I mean, do you want to? I mean, I'll do it if you want to, but
I would do it with cordless. I gotta get these cordless mics. No.
Why don't we just say we're scouting for like, you know, Santa Monica High?
Yeah. It's Venice High.
Better run those. Better run those routes, man. Those routes.
So you played a little bit of sports. You never got expelled. You got caught. I got caught cheating once when I was like, you were allowed to make on a note card. You're like a cheat sheet, but it's allowable. You know, you can fill up one note card. Some people had fucking magnifying glasses. They would write
super
small.
I remember that.
Yeah. Which to me, it was like, all right, so what are we exactly like?
You're just opening the
testing
door.
For? We're testing for who can have the smallest amount of writing. Just let us have all our notes if it's going to be like that. Why are you limited to that? Anyway, I didn't write a note card. I just forgot to write it. So I was like, well, I'll just use my friend's. I'm not going to, you know?
Yeah.
He's right there. It's still like, I could have just Xeroxed it before and used that.
Yeah, what would be the difference?
I could have even told him, I'd Xerox my friend, that'd be fine. But they're like, you were looking at it during the test. I'm like, yeah, but only that one. So we each had access to one note card.
One note card.
What's the difference? And they were like, nah, suspended. I'm like, I don't understand.
How long
I'm not cheating.
You for?
I could have a day. I got suspended for lots of stuff.
You did? What else?
I skipped school one day to actually do homework. I just went to Union Station. and fucking hung out there all day, just catching up on all my homework.
Already being a stand-up, just like, yeah, I need a place to go and write.
Yeah, so I got out, exactly. I went down there and I did it, and then I took the metro back to got the carpool back home. I dropped off.
Dude, you were fresh.
Yeah.
I would skip school all the time, but like, one, I would get my brother to write a note because his penmanship was sick.
Nice.
Or I would go to my mom because I was the youngest. And by the time like I was a junior, everybody was out of the house and it was just me. And my mom's been through four kids. I'm her fourth solo, like doing it on her own.
Yeah.
I just go in a room in the morning. I'm like, I'm not going to school today. And she's like, yeah, you are. I'm like, no, I'm not. I go, I have a test. I didn't study. I don't have anything done.
Hey, buddy.
Nope. Hey, buddy.
Look at that little guy. Hey, I know.
All right.
And my mom would be like, fine. And I would just like skip school that way. And I'd just stay home.
Really?
Yeah.
She would just let you skip?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, I would just like break her down. I mean, she was just beat down, dude. Yeah. Imagine being 27 with four kids.
You didn't even just go,
kids.
I'm sick today. I can't. Mom, I'm sick.
Oh, well, there were those days, too.
That's the best. We just have to like, you just don't, I don't want to get up today. So yep. I'll claim sickness, say sore throat. You can't test for that.
Yep.
You know, I think I'm going to have fever. Well, no, it still registers normal. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, Ma. I want to.
Man, an hour after they were gone, I was rested, and I'm like, I got the host of myself.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah.
I skipped school 2 days in a row on a fake sickness. And
really?
You know what I did?
What?
I laid in bed with, like, you remember those little tiny one cassette player boom boxes that just had one speaker?
Yeah.
And I recorded into it a tape for my buddy Dave of, like, just stories and stuff.
Really?
Like impressions of our teachers and stuff like that. You know, I was just like, that would have been my first foray, I guess, into the idea that I wanted to do something that I creative. Was, you know, yeah, creative.
What else do you remember from school? Like, what are your memories of grade school and high school?
I mean,
stick out to you.
Teachers mainly.
Yeah, specific ones, right?
Yeah.
Is it weird how you remember some and have no memory of others?
Yes.
Do you ever have your friends go like, remember Mr. So-and-so? And you're like, no.
No. Yeah, of course. Mrs. Fitzgerald, my second grade teacher, me and Gerard Lehman, every morning would go to her and tell her different jokes. Hey, yeah. Here's some roses right here.
Yeah, let's stop and smell those.
I mean, that's a good smelling rose right there.
It's okay. I heard when they're dying, it's a better smell.
Smell that one. See, this one doesn't smell at all. That one does.
Yeah, barely. Can you think you take the smell off it once you've smelled it? The smell's now gone, so it's got to rejuvenate?
No, I don't think
Nothing
so.
About that theory?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's like
it's all wafting right around there, and then you go, you've sucked all
the
smell
smelly
air, and then it's got to like slowly waft up a little.
I mean, they obviously run out of smell because some of them didn't.
Yeah. Miss Fitzgerald.
Miss Fitzgerald. I don't remember Miss Driscoll at all, really, from third grade. I had Miss Driscoll from fourth grade, who I used to have fantasies that she would like stand up on my desk and like a wind machine would blow her dress up. Fourth grade, I'm like, oh man, what if that happened?
We had Mrs. Farber in fifth grade for that. She had a big cleavage. She'd help you with your math and lean over, and you're just like, whatever you're saying, I'm not paying attention right now because I'm looking at those titties.
That's all it is right there. I remember in third grade, we had Miss Driscoll, but she got pregnant, so she left, and we got Mrs. Nelson. Those don't smell, do they?
Those do not smell.
We got Mrs. Nelson, who was like a substitute who just filled in for the rest of the year. And it was Father's Day, and she wanted us all to make a Father's Day card. And I was the only kid in the class, you know, whose dad wasn't involved in my life. So everyone's sitting there to make up their card. Everyone has construction paper and crayons. And I'm kind of just like frozen. I'm like, I don't even know what I would write to this guy. So everyone's doing the thing. And then she just notices me and she looks at me and she goes, Jason, can I see you in the hall, please? And I was like, yeah, all right. So we walk out to the hall and she just grabs me and like puts me in this giant hug and buries my head into her tits and was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. And then she's crying. Then I'm crying. She's like, we just go for a walk and come back when you're ready. And I was like, okay.
Man, that's great. You're like, oh, I'm loving it in your tits here.
Yeah. I'm like,
I already didn't know my dad.
Yeah, so was, missing him is not really a big deal. We going under?
I guess we'll go this way. Yeah, we had Mrs. Scales in seventh grade, earth science teacher. She would always say, instead of saying Wednesday, she would go Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. Well, that's the thing
was,
back
from
there.
From Maryland, yeah. I think it was that. Is that why you guys have Tuesdays?
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah. This podcast is called Crab Feast. You guys should listen to it. I've been on recently.
Yeah, so we'd always make fun. I was like, when's that test again? She goes, Wednesday. She goes, is that Thursday or Wednesday? She goes, I said Wednesday. I'm like, okay, I'm just making sure it is Wednesday, right? She's like, yes, it's Wednesday. What?
Good Lord. What don't you get?
See this?
Wednesday.
But she, what was I going to say? Oh, anyway, she came in once. I saw her coming down the hallway, and she had all these like geodes, you know, like in a crystal. They were making crystals.
Uh-huh.
So it was like just red liquid in this beaker, this wide beaker, and it was making crystals inside of it. And so, but it was still like red liquid. And so she came in, and I had my back to the door on purpose, and I just like turned and put the thing down and just like wiped my mouth off. It's like, hey, Miss Scale. And she was like, what? What did you just do? And I was like, what, nothing? She goes, were you just drinking? I was just fucking with her, though.
No.
It was great. They're so easy to fuck with.
I used to, eighth grade, we had this chick, Mrs. Chase, who I swear to God used to like grab my ass all the time.
Yeah.
Like she'd slap me in the ass. Mrs. Chase. She was older, but really pretty. And had that like, you know, she was always wearing like nice suits, to like skirts and a blouse. You know what I mean? I love that look.
Yeah.
And now something else is going on.
What's going on? They're doing Maypole? What are they doing?
What is that? They're mapping something. This is the thing that's great about schools is you're always learning, dude.
Always learning.
I fucking love to learn. I love it. Why do people not want to learn? What do people... Yeah. What's your deal?
Oh, here's that Marine guy with the drumsticks. He's helping them.
You think this is related?
Is this spacing for the fucking...
Marching band spacing, you think?
I don't know. You're
the
marcher.
How amazing would it be if that's what it was? All right, well, you see that little stand over there with the little railing on it?
Yeah.
That's probably where he stands to conduct. He's probably the conductor.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, they got sheet music or something?
I mean, we never did this, obviously, because we had 20. This doesn't look like a big group, though, dude.
Also, they don't have any instruments with them. So
yeah, but you don't always use instruments.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of it's just formation.
For practice, you know, you got to get it ready and figure out what you're doing. But this doesn't look very organized.
It does not look very organized. It doesn't look Marine-based, which you would expect out of a Marine teacher.
Mrs. Chase is out of school one day.
Yeah.
And Rahman Khan, this kid I went to school with, he let me borrow Coming to America.
On VHS?
On VHS. And so we were watching a video that day because the teacher wasn't there. So I crawled up. Remember the science desk, those black top ones? I crawled underneath while he's taking roll call, this our substitute teacher, and I crawled over to the VCR, took out the tape, put in Coming to America, crawled back, got in my seat, and then he goes, all right, well, we're going to start this movie, blah, 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 and he puts it in, and the first scene is when they come, the girls come
the
up,
royal,
the royal penis is clean, sir,
yeah.
And everyone goes nuts, and I get booted. That was the shit that I was into. I was never like... hardcore, like doing drugs or drinking or anything like that. I just love practical
class
jokes
clowning.
And fucking around.
Class
yeah,
clowning. Yeah, yeah. The trouble of me and my friends got into was that, and then we had this kid Scheinbein. I got in trouble because he found there was some nerd, and he like cut him up.
What?
Yeah.
I love that you're just like, yeah, we didn't do much either. But my one buddy knifed a kid.
Scheinbein. Yeah. No, he wasn't.
How bad did he knife him?
No. He chopped him up.
Like killed him?
Yeah, chopped him into little pieces.
Are you out of your fucking? You're so full of shit.
No, I'm not. You can look it up.
Why did he cut him up?
He was a nerd.
That's not why. He had some
troubles.
Problems.
The Scheinbein had problems, and then he fled to Israel. Right when they were like centering in, like,
what did you only hang out with Jewish kids? That was your thing
in private Jewish school? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you went to private. Oh, weren't you going to be like a rabbi?
Rabbi? No, I was just studying for it, but I was never going to like do it. It's like going to basketball school, but like I'm never going to be an NBA player.
Yeah, I get that. Just like it, huh?
Sort of.
What do you want to do? Do you want to camp out here?
I don't know.
Or you want to keep...
Sit on the bench over there?
I don't think they meant by like, oh yeah, 3:40. Oh, what, these over here?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, let's do it.
You don't think they meant 3:45?
That you can just fucking you have free roam.
Free reign.
Yeah, you can't just like cruise around.
Why not? Fuck these
people. We can. Let's do it.
Well, I'm trying to think about school. I just lose my train of thought.
Oh, wait. We were just talking about... dude, you know one of the baller moves I pulled?
What? Oh, yeah, right there.
So twice. So I had a huge backyard, you know? Like, when my parents bought that house, it was, like, the biggest yard, and we could never develop it or anything, you know?
Yeah.
So... Well, the night before graduation, senior year, the entire school stayed over my house and backyard in tents. And everyone just got blitzed, except me. And my mom took everyone's keys, and my mother was making pizzas in the kitchen and stuff at like 3 in the morning. Hooked up with a couple chicks.
Did you really?
Yeah.
At your house?
One in my house, and then one girl drove home, so we went for a cruise.
Let me sit.
Right here?
Yeah, sure. Really?
Yeah.
How much do you care about... Would you fuck?
No.
To make out?
HJ.
When did you... Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old?
I was a senior.
Well, that's about the right time.
But I told you, my first HJ was freshman year in high school, and she was a junior, and she was in the color guard, and I was in the marching band, and she would, like, she used to go tanning, you know?
Yeah.
So she was like, I used to work at this pizza place.
Like, color guard now sounds like super alt-right.
Like, totally.
I'm in charge of color guard. No, you're not allowed to be in this neighborhood.
Yeah, nah, get out of here. I'm in the color guard. Yeah, you know, flag corps, like, she'd wave flags and shit.
Yeah.
So I was working this pizza place, and she like hit me up, called me over there and said, hey, I'm going to go tanning. What time do you get off work? And I was like, oh, I get off at 9. And she's like, oh, I'll pick you up. So she picked me up, and then we went up to the high school, and we like went in the parking lot, and she like had a bikini on underneath like a flannel and sweatpants.
Wow.
Now, P.S. I don't know if you had this, but me and all my guy friends, like Adam Retzka, Danny Focon, me.
Double D.
Double D. No, Double D had an older sister. We all had older brothers. Okay. And they were all like 2 years older than us. So when we graduated eighth grade, like the last day of eighth grade, I'll never forget, they were sophomores going to be juniors. And they came pulling up to us and like walking home. They're like, what's up, boys? And we're like, what's up, guys? And they're like, high school next year. And we're like, yeah. And they're like, you guys jacking off yet? And we're like, nah, dude. That's no. And he's like, dude, you've got to. You've got to. We're like,
it's so good.
And we think they're just effing with us. And me and my buddy, Dave, make a pact. We're like, listen, we're never gonna jack off until we get a hand job from a girl. That was like our pact. And then, I mean, I don't know if he followed through, but I did, because the first time was with that girl in the back of her Ford LTD in the high school parking lot when I'm a freshman, and we start fooling around. And I, you know, climax, and I just don't know what to do. I'm like shocked. I think I just peed my pants, and I immediately was like, you got to take me home. You got to take me home right now. I got to go. And she's like, what's the matter? I'm like, I just got to go. I got to go. I got to go home. I had no idea what to expect. Wow. I didn't even know what it was. I was just having wet dreams.
Well, this seems wrong.
Yeah. And then
what happened? What seemed wrong?
Yeah, I felt shamed. You know, I felt like I was so embarrassed.
She got you off.
Oh, yeah. Pretty quickly, dude.
Yeah. Relatively quickly. Inside a minute.
Dude, and then I went to her junior prom when I was a freshman.
Yeah.
And like after the prom, I wore like, we went out to like this beach to go like drink, and I wore like Buttonfly jeans. Remember Buttonfly were the thing?
Love them.
And we're just, it was just us and another couple, and they were at one end, we were at this end of the limo, and she has her hands through the Buttonfly and gives me one right there, and I'm looking at these people having a full blown conversation while this is all happening. And I was just like, oh, this should be a good time. Like, it was crazy.
Dude, I used to get hand jobs in college, though. But it was still like, yeah, same thing. Other people were around, just under a blanket, and just slowly reach their hand and just do it. Then you just come in your pants.
That's it.
And then you just, like, keep going. And she knows she finished it. And then she, like, keeps watching. Oh, girls were so horny then.
Well, dude, we were all horny.
And it's like, I'll just jerk you off real quick. And it's like, wow, really? Yeah, I'd love to. I'm like, really, you would?
God, when did it ever get to this point where it was like, it's like you can't even say that anymore. Like, oh, like that guys are the only ones that get horny. Like, chicks get horny.
Of course. You can't say guys are the only ones that get horny anymore. It's just not true.
No, I know that.
Yeah, but not as much. Like, I don't even think that's true.
Yeah, no, I don't either. But what I'm saying is, like, thinking that, like, only dudes deserve to be getting jade off. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would love to have been able to, like, can I finger blast
you? Yeah, what can I do?
That'd be fun.
It'd be the best. Dude, we went on a band trip, and this girl I used to make out with, like in the back of band when I was a freshman, we go on this trip to Montreal, the whole band, and I'm alone in my room with her, and she gives me a hand job into my undies, and yeah. I just like, I don't know what to do with them, so I just like put them under my bed. But one of the kids that was in the band with us, like, turned out to be a playwright when he got older.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was him. I still to this day don't know what happened. But after she left, I changed, then I left. And then 2 hours later, I came back to my room. I was sharing it with 3 other dudes. I come back, and in the sink is my underwear.
From under your bed?
Yep. In water and ice. So they went and got ice.
Ice?
You ready? And then a sign over the sink that says cold shorts. And the letters were all written like squiggly, like cold.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Why would they do that? I don't understand any of the details of
that. I don't know why they did it either, Ari.
What's cold shorts have to do with getting a coming in your pants?
All I'm thinking is this. Someone took my underwear, put them in the sink, knew that a hand job had happened.
I get that part. I get even like putting them in there like, whose shorts are these? We know what you did. But like, what's cold shorts?
It means you're on ice, dude.
And what does that mean?
I don't know what it means, Ari. I still to this age, I mean, I was going out with this girl, Karen Meduno, at the time, so I cheated on her.
Yeah.
But that it's not like this kid was, whoever did it was friends with her.
Out you or anything.
I should get to the bottom. There's only one dude I know that I could ask, and I could probably reach out to him and see if he knows anything about it.
Please do.
I will.
I'd love to include the explanation in the outro of this.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'll hit him up. I doubt he does, but I'm going to ask him.
Yeah. Yeah, very good.
How crazy is that, right? That's one of the things that's happened in my life. I'm like, man, it was like, and you know, when that something like that happens, it's not like you're going to try and dig to the bottom of that.
You're just like, I don't know who shorts they are. Whatever.
No one else saw it. I'm the only one who ever saw it. And whoever made that sign knew that I was going to see it.
Wow.
I didn't bring it up to the other guys that I shared the room with.
Did you, like, get rid of the shorts there, or did you just leave them there?
I can't remember. I just remember coming in, seeing that sign, being like, what the fuck is this? What do you mean? Why cold shorts? Why do you have my underwear? Why were you hiding shorts? In here when this happened? Like, maybe they were under the bed. You know?
Yeah. Did you remember caring about grades in school?
No. I mean, I remember not caring about them. I got an F.
You did?
Yeah.
I never got an F.
Oh, my God. I flunked out of college, dude.
Did you really?
Yeah. I never cared about grades.
Podcast's over.
Why?
I only
Ari?
Intelligent people. We can finish, I guess. Maybe I'll release it on finances.
Oh, boy. I made honor roll 2 semesters in high school, and that was the 2 first semesters of senior year, because I knew I was trying to try and go to college, and I needed to get something.
Buckle down.
Yeah. I needed to bunkle down. You know what I mean? If you're going to bunkle down, that's the time to do it.
I remember caring to not fail and wanting to get A's or something.
Sorry to interrupt.
What's up, man?
Not doing it. Yeah, sure. Are you in high school, too?
Yeah.
That's so weird. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
No worries, man.
It's all right. Why are you still here? Okay.
Dude, this is you, man.
This is me. I'm in the poly boat, where that means this kid's what, 16, 17?
Yeah.
You know, 18 times. In 7 years is when I want him as an audience, a paying audience member. 7 years from now. So I'm good, not Nash now.
Oh, yeah. You're ahead, you're ahead of the curve, dude.
Yeah. Will he be able to play in 2024? Yeah. This kid's going to fucking see me.
Will you still be doing it? Who knows?
Probably not. Probably not. Maybe murder suicide by then. I don't know anyone yet that I'm passionate enough about to kill and then kill myself, but I could be murder-suicided.
Yeah, you definitely could be murder-suicided.
I'd be the murderer of the murder-suicide.
Yeah, you'd be the murderer.
Yeah. But you didn't care about failing and shit?
No, I never really cared about much, dude, to be honest with you. Like, I never, like, cared when I wasn't just like, whatever. I never studied. I was more content.
No, I didn't study either.
Like, yeah. I was like, I could study and not study and get C's, and that way I don't have to try and study to see if I could get A's.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like, I don't know. I just didn't have confidence.
Would you do, like, the thing where you did your homework? Let's say third period is history and fourth period is math. In history class, you would do your math homework. And then math comes, like, okay, here's your math homework, and then you start doing your English homework.
Oh, you mean for the next period?
Yeah, while he's talking, you're just doing your homework for the next class.
Nah, I would either not do it, or I would do it in marching band first period. Or I would get to school, you know, like, I'd get up early and just do it on the way to school on the bus or something like that. But a lot of times, I mean, I just wouldn't do shit. You know what I mean? I'd find creative ways to do, like, in college, there'd be papers due, and I wouldn't write a paper. I would write, like, a play. You know what I mean? I'd turn in a play.
Really?
Or I'd turn in a journal entry from a character in the book or something like that, you know?
Just something else, like, hey, I'm not doing your thing, but how's this?
Yeah, yeah.
The thing that I am doing.
Exactly, yeah.
Works out okay.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, were you super concerned about getting back? Well, you seem like you were such a good kid.
I just didn't want to fail. I didn't care about the grades, but I was made to care.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess it does suck when I'm not doing well. But not to me, just to my parents and my teachers would all be mad at me. I just didn't want them mad at me.
Yeah, they were.
So I was like, yeah, I guess I should want better grades.
I didn't care. I'm like, yeah, they're going to be mad at me, because I had teachers in college that pulled me in and was like, what the fuck are you doing? Do you know what kind of potential you have? Look at this paper. Like, that's when college, when I would, like, print it out. I'd show up to class 15 minutes late and the paper would still be warm that I printed it out on.
Like, run your hand down it
and
run.
Exactly. Shit like that, when I was just like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. But, dude, I was all fucked up in high school with my parents. I was just like, why the fuck does this guy live
from your dad
10 minutes away from me and I have zero relate? Like, why is that even a thing? Like,
could someone explain it to me?
Could someone break it down? Yeah. And I just didn't get it. I didn't get it. And I was playing sports. I was doing so much extracurricular stuff. I had a job from freshman year on. I was just like, I don't really, I'm like, C's are fine by me. I know I'm smart enough.
I feel like I had a daydream of going back in time and telling my parents, like, hey, listen, calm down. Because, listen, here's the deal. I'm going to be fine. I'm actually going to be successful. So, like, it doesn't really matter if I don't know this math subject or science. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to need science at all in my life. Math, some. Sure. Yeah. Science, none.
None.
History, sure. Science, again, none.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of cloud that is?
Yeah, that's a, right there. That's either a...
I only know cumulonimbus.
Yeah, that's not that. It might be a cirrus.
Yeah, it might be.
An XM cirrus cloud. Yeah, no, I didn't really... But you could have gone and tell your parents, like, listen, in 25 years, I'd be on this campus and I'll get recognized by some kid.
Different children. One sent a black kid to come talk to me because he was too embarrassed to do it himself.
So he let him lead the way.
Yeah.
Thinking he's... That kid, like, was running bits on you.
Yeah. You robbed everything. Go talk to that Ari. I think he's Ari. He asked you first. Are you Ari Shaffir?
Yeah.
And you're like, you don't know how to handle it. You're like, no.
Do I look like Ari Shaffir?
Do I, motherfucker?
First of all, I get your name wrong. It's Schaefer. Why he's doing that?
Yeah. I think it might be a mispronunciation somewhere along the line. What else was there? What else did you do in school? You hung out with your friends. You played sports.
You... Yeah, did you... So, wait, you played volleyball? What years?
Every year, I guess. Until I was thrown off for being bad. I got thrown out of a lot of extracurriculars for being, like, bad by my dad.
Your dad kicked you out?
He's like, you can't play anymore.
What'd your dad do?
You fucked up. What?
What did he do?
He was a jeweler back then, and he just did different jobs. But when I was hanging with the wrong kids, he'd be like, can't hang out with that kid. I'm like, yes, I can. And he's like, you're off the team then if you do. I'm like, well, I'm doing it. And he would come pick me up. He's like, let's go. I'm like, God damn it.
Was that kid on the team?
No.
What the hell kind of punishment is that? Hey, you know that thing that you like to do because it keeps you active?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take that away so that you have more time to do the thing I don't want you to do.
Which is hang out with a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I would have been like...
So wait, once you hold a punishment over somebody's head and they deny you still, like, well, now I have to do that thing. I've seen this in a store a bunch of times where it's like, look, either that person gets banned or I'm never coming back here. And I'm like, I want to tell everybody when I see them doing, like, this is not going to work out for you.
You're going to get banned, dude.
Yeah, because the deal is, generally, just don't get involved. So, like, you guys do what you want. And you've said, if he stays here, I'm leaving. So that means you're going to have to leave.
You're going to have to stick to your word.
You're going to be a fucking liar.
My wife wants to already, like, keep our son away from one of his friends. He's 3 and a half, dude.
3 and a half? Yeah. Is he a bad influence?
Yeah.
Unless he was a pedophile, I don't see a way.
This kid's already doing, like, every time he's around him, then our son comes home and is doing other stuff. And I'm like, we don't know if it, what if it's our son that's doing it? You know what I mean?
Blaming it on him.
No, he's not blaming. Like, Mom, we just see Bart the way cursed. He acts. he doesn't even know what cursing is yet.
Really?
3 and a half, yeah. You don't know it's a thing, you know?
He doesn't even he doesn't have brothers and sisters who teach him, like, curse words.
No. He might teach it to his sister, but he's such a good egg. She's probably going to teach him because she's a piece of work.
What else do you remember? Do you ever do plays or anything?
I wish, dude. I wish to go. If I could go back, I mean, I love sports. I mean, I played baseball in college.
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't let go.
Yeah.
But if I could go back, I would have been, like, that's all I would have done is, like, theater.
Musicals and shit.
Yeah. I did that in college, but I did not do it in high school. But I would do, like the talent show every year, I would be in that. You know what I mean?
Oh, talent show.
Yeah.
We had, that reminds me, we had a Purim spiel.
Oh, yeah. Those are huge.
Purim is
huge where I grew up.
And the spiel is just like,
a speech? Like a
sketch.
Oh.
Spiel just means like your thing. Yeah, kind of like a thing, spiel. The whole program.
Okay.
Anyway, it was just like Saturday Night Live. It was just make fun of either some original stuff, but generally, like, you're making fun of people in the school.
Yeah.
I got in trouble because there was a sketch about my older sister, and I went and fucking raided her closet, and I dressed up as her, you know, with my clothes. She was so fucking mad at me. But, yeah, we make fun of teachers, and it was like, shh, go for it. Everything's allowed
that's
now.
That's the best.
It was great. We practiced for fucking months.
I wish we had something like that. Like, we weren't even on the cusp of that. Me and my boy Dave DeGeorge.
Double D.
Double D. Yeah. We entered a talent show with our friend John Petrullo.
Yeah.
Who was, like, super, 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 super skinny. His nickname was Stick. And he was really funny.
Petrullo?
Stick Petrullo. So we did the song Good Vibrations by Marky Mark. Where Stick was supposed to be Marky Mark, and we had, like, fake weights made on this pole. But we had a legit dance routine down for me and Dave. And we had this senior, Lenny Chusa, who ended up going, we all played soccer. And Lenny gave us, he choreographed it and made all the dance moves. So we rehearsed a bunch at John's house with Lenny, me, Dave, and John. And we had it down. So night before, we're out in the... There was a high school dance. Yeah. Okay, we're freshmen. And the dance is happening, but the talent show is going to be at this dance. Okay? There's a stage and shit. So before... While the dance is going on, we're out practicing in the hallway. And Dave is really nervous. And I'm going, dude, what are you worried about? We got this. Like, it's no big deal. You know what I mean? And he's like, I just want to make sure we're all right, Lawson. Like, we've been best friends since second grade, me and this kid. So we get out up on stage. We start dancing, right?
Yeah.
15 seconds in, I freeze. And I forget everything.
Really?
Everything. And I look over to George, and he's just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, busting out the running man.
Choreographed asshole.
He is so pissed. And I look down at, like, Steve Dentremont, who's a junior, and he's just staring at me like, what the fuck are you doing? And I got it together. I got back on point, but...
Oh.
We came in third, and DeGeorge...
You came in third with that kind of fuck up.
First of all, dude, it was probably 10 seconds, but it felt like a minute and a half. And DeGeorge was... He was so mad. He was so mad at me. He's like, we would have won this thing. He thought we were going to win, which we probably would have had a chance at it. I think we lost to some kids singing Shy. You know what I mean?
How does that go?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. If I ever fall... I don't remember.
How does it...
You remember?
You listen to hip-hop. I didn't really listen to hip-hop and R&B.
Dude, when you grew up 15 minutes away from where New Edition, BBD, Bobby Brown, New Kids on the Block, of course that's what you're listening to.
Yeah, I guess I grew up 15 minutes away from where Bad Brains was.
Where what was?
Bad Brains.
Is that like punk?
Yeah, punk.
Is that what you were into, is punk?
Later. First top 40. Top 40 in high school. Then I got into punk in college. Karen Liu got me into it. She was a fucking punker. I was so attracted to her. Giant nose. But I was so into her. We kissed once, but it was weird because I was like too nervous. I ran over to her and fucking shoved my face in her face. And she was like, oh, slow down. And then it was like, ah, I just took it as a rejection. And it was,
oh, man.
Yeah, she was great though.
Dude, have you seen American Psycho lately?
Yeah.
It was just on. You sounded just like him in there. Go, at first I was into top 40. Then I slowly got into punk. I really prefer his
seminal
early.
First album. That was such a good movie. I'll have to say, it was kind of weird. Wasn't that as good as it was weird?
It's definitely weird.
Yeah, because by the end, it's like, what's even happening right now?
Yeah, or why did we go through this whole
thing? When I saw it again, like 6-8 months ago, I was like, oh, this isn't as good as I remember.
Yeah.
Great scenes, but like, what?
Acting was amazing.
Some of it. The other people's acting was not amazing.
But
people around them.
Yeah, but it was they were doing something specific to fit like a genre you know, it's not like they...
It's like overboard's clean.
Yeah, doing that weird where everyone was talking in such a... You know, not just him. Everybody was like super weird.
You sweat about somebody's fucking... His business
card was so crazy.
Canary.
Dressing. What was the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you in high school?
Okay, that's a good question. I forgot. I remember forgetting deodorant once. Mm-hmm. And just going like, fuck, if I sweat at all. Because the problem is, if you get embarrassed in high school, not so much grade school, but high school, you really feel like your life is over.
Oh, yeah. You feel like it's done.
Yeah. I mean, from maybe seventh grade on, maybe upper school. It's done.
Yeah.
You're screwed. I used to shit my pants.
What do you mean?
I used to, excuse me, I would hold shits. Let me be more specific.
There's a big difference, dude, between, yeah, I used to S my P's and I would hold it.
Yeah, I would hold it,
why? Because you didn't want to shit at school?
Over a week. I didn't want to shit at all.
Over a week, dude?
Over a week.
Oh, my God.
I mean, even until, like...
Were they just explosions?
4 or 5 years ago, I only shat, like, every 3 days.
Good Lord.
Yeah. They were not explosions. Because... You know the opening of your anus?
Yes,
the
I
asshole,
do.
Yeah. The asshole. That's not as wide as the anus is.
Uh-huh.
So what I would do is I'd fill up the anus and then have to push it out of this little hole. But if it was loose, sure, no problem. It would all go out, you know, like an hourglass. But imagine an hourglass with on the top of the hourglass, you know, instead of sand, it's a piece of hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's never going to fall through the hourglass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's jagged, hard.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Shit, and it would like cut me. I'd have to like pray. I prayed to have God, like, please let this pass. One time I had to like
because
reach
you
in
there
and like cut it open a little bit with my finger to get it out in pieces.
That's so nasty.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you on that.
But because what?
So little turtles would start coming out, stain my shorts all the time.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
You smell them. I mean, they were out. Hard pieces were like out of my butt.
So you were that kid who stunk a little like shit.
Yeah, I was still one of the popular kids, though. Like, I was, dude, like, second-tier popular.
Dude, say what you will, man. Sometimes you got to stop and smell them, dude.
Stop and smell them.
It's like those roses. I would sweat like crazy. And I used to just go in the bathroom and put, like, paper towels under my armpits.
To stop yourself from sweating.
I couldn't break it. I couldn't cut it. Like, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. It was the worst.
Acne was bad.
I never had acne.
I had it.
I used to use this, like, scrub. Like, my sisters had, like, this peach scrub, like a sand scrub. So I just used that all the time just because I was like, oh, it was here. I was never thinking, like, oh, if I use this, I'm not going to get acne. I just used that as, that's how I wash my face.
Oh, right. I like those scrubs. It is preventative. You wash them ahead of time. My mom, I was picking my zits to get rid of them. Mom was like, don't pick your zits. You're going to get scars. I'm like, no, I'm not. And she saw one of the Redskins quarterbacks.
Mark Rippin.
It was Mark Rippin.
Yeah.
She's like, look at his face. Your face is going to be like that. His face is pockmarked to hell.
Oh,
she's like,
man.
He picked the zits.
Really? Jesus. Did you stop? Because you don't
think
your
so.
Face
no,
is perfect.
So. Yeah, it is perfect. It's actually
semi-flawless.
Well,
I mean, perfect. Kinda, you know.
And I would always get rid of those zits, get the oil out. So I think my mom was way wrong. You just got to do it right. Don't fucking.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
No,
I think if you pick it till it cuts, like it bleeds, then you might scab or something.
You got to get all the oil out, and then a little blood will follow. But that's mm-hmm. how you know you're done getting the oil out.
Yeah.
You ever have a zit that's you have to pop it, and when you don't, it's like, ah, it fucking hurts so bad.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's so tight. But then when you do pop those zits, they shoot out and hit the fucking mirror.
Yeah, nastiness. Do you have your own room?
Had my own room. Trying to think what else would embarrass you in high school. Where, to what point you would get like, fuck, who could know about this? Grades didn't matter in that way.
Are you talking about me or you or
anybody,
people in general?
Yeah, people, but you. Can you remember
you could
anything?
Be grades. I never had anything like that where like I never like, you know, peed my pants or pooped or... Yeah. I mean, I was in the marching band and didn't give a fuck. One time in marching band, we used to sit like up in the
one
bleachers.
Time?
Yeah, this one time in band camp. And I played the bass drum.
Yeah.
And I set it down and I went over to talk to these girls, the Pascuccios. They're like, they had like one Pascuccio in every grade.
Yeah.
And... I did, and as I was going over there, the bass drum rolled down the bleachers and onto the football field. Just cascaded down them, all the way down. And I'm like sitting there with like the plume and like the cummerbund and stuff. And I had to like,
that's probably mine.
I'm like, yeah, I'll be right back. And I had to go grab that. I mean, like, I don't know why I just didn't care back then. Like, that kind of stuff didn't bother me. The fact that I was in Boy Scouts and going to Boy Scouts on Wednesday nights when I was like a sophomore in high school, I didn't care.
It's great not to care. Man, it's great.
It's great. We used to shovel driveways for money. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, for sure. Shovel driveways for money.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a good way to make cash.
Always. Freshman year.
I forgot how much you'd make, but.
I mean, it depends on the house.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Freshman year, me and Rye Young, we were going around like shoveling driveways and we were making good money.
But it was Double D during all this.
Nah, Double D lived on the other side. He wasn't going out there.
Okay.
Me and Rye were walking distance. When you're walking distance in a snowstorm, you can get out there easier.
Yeah.
And we go up to this door and we knock. And Brendan Osella, who was like the hottest girl in high school, who was a junior, comes to the door. And I knew her because my brother was her year. And she's like, hey, how are you? And I was like, hey. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, we're just shoveling driveways. And she goes, oh, I wish I had any money. I'm like, no, I don't. We're good.
You shoveled it?
No, hell no. We left. But
we're
it was
good,
like
as if that's not what you were doing at the door.
Yeah.
But
like,
she's like,
I just
well,
stopped
what are you
by.
Doing here? Like, nah.
That was pretty embarrassing. I was
why
embarrassed
was it
by
embarrassing
that.
Embarrassing to shovel driveways for money?
I don't know. You know what I mean? There's just something about it that you're like, you know, I also had this, always had this thing that we were poor because we didn't have a lot of money because my parents, you know what I mean? Once your parents are split, you feel like trash when you're dead. When someone doesn't care about you at all, that made you, you start feeling like trash no matter what it is, you know?
Yeah, when they gave up on you.
There was another time. Remember when this was going around? My brother was in a play. And I was in middle school, and I was up at the high school for it.
Yeah.
Maybe I was in elementary, and it was my sister's play. And in the middle of the lobby during the intermission, there was a $20 bill. And I was like, oh, snap. And I run over to it, run. And I reached to grab it, and all of a sudden, kids had it like on a fishing string or whatever. And they're just laughing at me, and I felt so stupid. I'm like, oh.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Imagine like a heist situation now where you're like, you see the 20, you like go to your friend like, hey, I need you to flank that. Just don't come in with the 20. Like right before I go pick it up, I need you to step on the fishing line.
Step on it.
Just step on it so they can't pull.
That would have been tight.
And then I'm just going to go in, free it. They're going to pull. They're just going to pull at your foot and I'm going to be gone.
I'll rip it right away. Yeah. You just be like, oh, I didn't know.
I remember getting embarrassed about my mom's taste in music. Like, she'd listen to classical in the carpool home. Like, Mom, stop it.
Oh, my God.
She'd be embarrassed over things that no one would look down on you for.
Never. You know, that's the only music ever played in my house, period, for my mother. That's it.
Wow.
She played the piano every day. My mom's thing was, I said to you, sports.
Was she a pianist?
Yes, still is. Organist.
Oh.
And we had to, like, we never had cable, so we never, like, were watching MTV or Comedy Central, any of that shit. And I'm like, for, as a family, we would go to museums, we would go to the ballet, we would go to symphonies, we would do all these things. When we would go into Boston, my mom would just sit on a park bench, and we'd be like, are we going home? She's like, no, I just like to sit here and watch people for a little while. And she goes, we're going to people watch.
Really?
And we would just sit there and have to wait, and it's like, you know, we'd people watch. That's why, like, with my kids now, I like, we're just like, we don't do iPads, we don't do iPhones.
Good.
They only watch TV, like, 3 to 4 hours a week, and never in the morning, never in the afternoon. And it's just like, we like to do it old school, because we're like, we want their, my son's imagination is through the roof, and we want them to, like, you know, learn to play by themselves. We want to go out to dinner and not have our kid plugged into something, you know. And it's because, like, I was raised completely that way, like,
well,
arts.
Didn't have it.
Yeah. What? But I mean, without, like, MTV generation, like, we would go to museums and stuff like that. So, you know, we took our kids to a museum over at the Getty this weekend, because I'm like, and our other friends, like, what are we even doing here? And I'm like, dude, this is like, get them, like, the idea of coming to museums is something that interests them, because guess what, they're gonna want to go to museums when they're older. Like, you enriches you, it makes you, you know, a more fulfilled person. Yeah. Or, you know, I don't know, maybe it doesn't, but I like it.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom had a different, like, of just an interesting way of, like, doing stuff, and she didn't give a shit, like, what anyone else was doing. We were just like, hey, this is what we do.
What was she into when she was younger? Like, why'd she get to that?
You know what she used to do? I'll never forget. I was at home. So my dad's dad was a baker.
Yeah.
He went to Harvard for physics, and when he's a sophomore year in at Harvard, the, like, army or whatever came interviewing people, and they said, hey, we have this project, we can't tell you what it is, but you're qualified, we want you to go, we can't tell you where it is, what you'll be doing, but you just know that you'll be working for your country. And my grandfather was like, yeah, I'm in. He was, that was, like, the kind of guy. Wow. He was, next thing you know, he's in Los Alamos working on the atom bomb.
Wow.
So he worked there for like 2 months on the atom bomb, then they brought him home. He's like, this is not for me, I don't want to do that. His father or grandfather was a baker. My grandfather opened a bakery, he was a baker. What was the point of this? What were we saying?
Well, your mom was.
Oh,
like,
my mom.
Younger. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there was this magazine, like a hobbies magazine, that my grandfather was in, or this baking magazine. And I was home from LA one time. I go, hey, Mom, where's that baking magazine about Papa? And she goes, oh, it's upstairs in my library, which is just my old room.
Yeah.
And she goes, it's in the shelf under hobbies. I'm like, okay. So I go up
dork.
There. Total dork. And there's a hobbies magazine, 3 issues of it, and one of them is like flagged with like pieces of paper. And I open it up, and it's my mom at 8 years old, and it says Susan Reed. It's my mom's maiden name, my son's name. Susan Reed of Revere, Massachusetts.
Mom dead?
No, she's alive. Susan Reed of Revere, Massachusetts, in her spare time, likes to design and sew period clothing for her dolls. And my mom would, like, take her little dolls that she had and then design, like, Renaissance type.
How they would have been in the 1700s?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's what my mom would do. She was into, like, that's what she was into.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was like, she also likes to, like, speak in front of adults and do poetry readings. My nana did poetry. I did poetry. Everyone in my family.
Your mom.
My mom's dope, dude.
She sounds cool.
Yeah, she's very cool. She loves interior design. She used to write interior design articles. She worked at the ballet my whole life, so we were always around the ballet. She was always going to, like, these different events. She did pottery. She sewed. You know what I mean? She would do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That hurt.
She was definitely not like a... You're like, hey, go get amazing grades so you can get into corporate America. She was like, I mean, she wanted us to get good grades. Everyone had to go to college in my house, too. That was another thing. If you thought you weren't going to college, you're out of your mind.
So you can drop out. You can fail out, but you got
to
go.
Yeah. I mean, I had to get back in. I remember when she went with me to get back into college. So I flunked out of college, and then I went up to go get back in after one semester. And at Salem State, I got a D, an incomplete, and a B. And I went back to my school and was like, hey, this is how I did. And they're like, yeah, you're not getting back in with those grades. So, like, driving home, I was so mad. I used to have this painting business where and I had this Ford Econoline 1979 van, and I'm driving home, and this, like, I don't know, like some sports car's next to me, and I'm like trying to like race next to it. I'm so pissed, and I floor it, and I fucking blew the engine.
Really?
Yeah. So I did another semester at like community colleges, got like two A's and a B, went back up. My mom went with me this time. We sat in the dean's office, and she starts crying like, he's a good kid and he's smart. And I'm like, would you shut up, Mom?
When you finished with school and you graduated, you remember graduation?
100%.
Do you remember the feeling you had when you're like, now what? Or excited, like you did something, or also unsure, like what's the next step?
I already knew. I decided first semester senior year, because I had to do 5 years.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to move to L.A. Going to move to L.A. as soon as I graduate.
Damn.
I took a directing class, and I did the musical in school, and I was on the baseball team. So we would play a doubleheader, and then I would go right to the drama department, shower, change, and play the old man. I played the rabbi, dude, in Fiddler on the Roof.
If I were a rich man.
You know it.
Wow.
And so I knew as soon as I graduated. As soon as I graduated, I took like a month and just smoked weed for a month, and then I got two jobs. I worked as a mover and at a temp agency, and then I was either doing moving during the day and stocking shelves at Ames at night, yeah, or doing temp agency during the day and working at Bertucci's at night. Like, I had
Bertucci's.
Yeah, it was a pizza place.
Oh.
So I graduated, like, what did you graduate, in May or something? And then I moved to LA in January 17th 2000. So I knew, I just started saving money. I'm like, that's what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna go there. I did headshots with a friend. Like, I just started, like, prepping for the fact that I was going to move to L.A.
Damn. Just saving money?
Saving money, yeah. Wow. $3,200 I moved here with. Do you remember how much you moved with?
$12,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I saved up all my money. That's why I needed it, too. I mean, it slowly went down with temp jobs. Like, you know, where it go up a little and down, then up a little and down. Until, like, when it was all the way down, I was like, borrowed money from Kevin Christie to pay rent once, and then it started going okay.
Yeah.
It was,
Jesus,
like, down to the wire.
Grand. It's a boatload.
Dude, it helped so much.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know.
It helped so much.
$3,200 was gone in a flash.
That's the move, almost.
Yeah. I flew, bought a car in San Diego for $700. It died.
Oh.
So I was into 25. First and last was 800. Brought me down to, what, 17. Then I had to buy another car. I put down a $600 down payment. I was down to 11. I bought furniture. And I was, you know, behind the eight ball from there. But if I had 12, I probably would have fucking blown through that.
Yeah.
Real quick.
What do you miss most from school?
I miss what we were talking about earlier. Just knowing that these are your friends and that's where everyone is. Like,
yeah, the buddies were just like here every day. It was just a clubhouse.
That's it.
Some shit you had to do. Some chores.
See, people don't, I don't know if people get this as comedians,
yeah,
but like, especially when you have family, like you're always, so I, you know, I have two kids and my family doesn't live out here. So you're always looking for activities. What can we do with the kids? Should we find play dates? Who are we going to hang out with? But as comedians, look at our schedules, dude. I mean, yeah, you leave tomorrow. I have to hit you up and be like, hey, when are you going to be in L.A.? And yeah, I have to plan it like 3 months ahead of time.
And it's also like, if you're only here for 2 days, like, well, when can you fit me in, or when do we have?
Yeah, and then
like,
is my schedule link up?
Yeah, as opposed to high school, it was just like, hey, we're all going to the, let's go.
We're,
hey, let's talk,
we're
about
all
baseball.
There. We're all there.
Hey, you guys want to go to TGI Fridays?
Yeah.
Let's go to the Silver Diner. Come on.
That's it.
Oh.
Oh, they used to come into TGI Fridays where I worked. I used to work at TGI Jews? Fridays. No, my friends. They
Where'd
all
you grow up?
Stoneham, Mass. Home of Nancy Kerrigan.
Where'd you get
high
to Maryland?
I've never been to Maryland.
So Crab Feast has
nothing. Sickler, Maryland.
Wow. And Sickler on full charge. Was full charge from there?
Yeah, full charge from Maryland. And then full charge moved to New York and was like, I'm not going to do the podcast anymore.
And then moved right back.
And Rye was like, hey, do you want to like do this podcast? And I was like, yeah, but do you want to do it different? He's like, yeah, I'd like to do different from how they did it. They had
just Maryland stories.
No, it was like they had three guests, and then they had like someone to come in with movie reviews, and then they would have someone else call in on radio. And Rye was like, let's just do something that's us telling stories with a guest. And I was like, yeah, that's, remember my storytelling show?
Yeah,
at the Improv
on stage. Yeah, Rye when everybody else be on the stage together.
Yeah, Rye was like, why don't we do something like that, but with just one guest? I'm like, dude, that's totally,
yeah.
And that's what we did.
Yeah, that was probably the best part, just friends.
Just friends,
the utter lack of responsibility. That's not something I liked. It's something I miss now. Looking back, like, oh, I liked that. And really, some homework, but nothing where you had to do anything.
Exactly. And so for me, like, looking at kids now, I'm like, I don't want my kids to, like, I don't care if you're book smart.
Yeah.
But you know what summers are going to be like in my house? Summers are going to be like, listen, I know you're going to have your reading list or whatever, so you're going to do, we're going to do a couple things. You're either going to get a job for the summer,
yeah,
or sure, you're going to learn something this summer. So you can either learn how to fix a car, or you can take carpentry, or you can take Spanish, or you can take Italian, but I'm going to, like, break it down to them. Like, this is non-negotiable. Yeah. This is what is going to happen. You are still going to have plenty of time. If you're gonna take a class, we'll do it every morning for 3 hours, and then you have the whole day, and you have weekends. So get the fuck over yourself, yeah, and know that. And, you know, my friends have been like, they're going to fucking hate you. And I'm like, yeah, not when they're 26, they're not.
And they know two languages.
And they know how to change, yeah, their oil, and they know how to cook, and they know how to build. Yeah. And, you know, like, if,
you know,
I had...
The fuckface was never around for me. He's always driving me, but this is nice.
Yeah, exactly.
That was an impression of Reed.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty good. Yeah, that was point.
I mean,
that
in the future.
Spot
the future,
on.
Sure.
What if he's just like that? I also miss...
It's a deja vu when he says that. Like, oh, what? Holy, oh, yeah. Are you pretty good at this?
My house was the house, like, the door was always unlocked, so, like, everyone would just show up at my house, and, like, holidays, my friends would always come to my house on holidays, which I miss like crazy. I used to just love having friends around for shit.
Everyone just come over. I love the ring on the door. It's like, can Jay play? It's like, yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Like, I hadn't planned on it, but sure, I can play, unless I'm in trouble.
Yeah, always.
Or I'd go to Schneider's house, I'm like, hey, can he come down? Yeah, okay, Avi, Ari's here.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Dude, it used to be in elementary school, we'd come home, my Nana would be there because my mom would be working, I'd go out and play at, like, Rye's house or Tony's or the George's, and then I would be there so late, my Nana would call everyone's house, is Jason there? And yeah, they, and, like, the Mrs. DeGeorge would be like, no, he's not. So then she called Ms. Rye Young's house, hey, is Jason there? And then she'd be like, yeah, he's out front. She's like, can you tell him to come home? Jay, your Nana called, you gotta go home. I'm like, all right. And then,
that's
like,
it, that's it.
Bust home.
Yeah.
And dinner would be ready, eat dinner, my mom would come home, we'd all catch up, and it was like four of us, so they would all be, all, they were all older than me, so they'd all be doing homework, and I'd just be bouncing around the house being like, oh, what are you working on, what are you doing, what are you doing? I never had homework in like third and fourth grade.
Damn, school was so much fun. Do you remember mocking teachers? Some teachers were like the nerd teachers where it's like, you know how it's like, I don't know, you didn't do anything wrong, but none of us are going to respect you ever.
Yeah.
Neither will the next grade or the grade after that. You just will never get respected. That teacher we all respect. We'll do what they say. You, will mock you openly to your face.
Yeah.
Covering it up just the slightest amount. Mr. Bell. Rabbi Bell, excuse me. He's dead now. Oh.
Jeez.
He was going over the questions, the answers to a yes or no question test, you know?
Uh-huh.
And just to, like, let us know what we got, but, like, you know. He goes, okay, so we went, no, no, yes, 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 no, no. And then it just went around that when he was saying yes, 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 that was just him being in ecstasy from, like, from fucking.
Uh-huh.
So imagine Robbie Bell going, yes, yes, yes. And we just started laughing every time I went over. What? What's so funny? I love torturing them.
Whoa. Did you just get bullied?
I think I did.
That kid just threw a rock at you.
Which one? That one?
One of those kids. You know, to be honest with you, I don't think they really knew that that's what they were doing.
Just kick it away. He didn't.
I mean, I'm going to have to count it up for that. That was moving pretty quick. That wasn't kicked.
I mean, it's skinned by my thing.
Yeah, someone just threw a rock at you.
Do you think he threw it or just kicked it and it just kept going?
No, I think he saw you and said he's probably a Jew and threw the rock.
What?
I think that's probably what just happened.
Dude,
how hilarious. Someone just threw a rock at you,
dude.
Just
threw a fucking rock.
That's a big rock.
It's the size of a... I mean,
a golf ball.
Yeah.
The size of a golf ball. What would you do if all these kids came out now and started, like, stoning us?
Die. Try to leave, but die.
I'd try and fucking take every one of them down.
You'd go after them.
I've just never been to fight. That's all I'd want to do is fight them.
I would love if you did, because that would let me get away. I would just get to my car. I would drive. I'd realize later I should have just called 911 to help you, but I would just be going.
Yeah, you'd be gone.
I would just assume
you'd be like
dead.
Honk on the way by.
What the fuck, just threw a rock at me.
Dude, there was three kids walk by and that one kid
walking.
I don't
think it was the one because he didn't look like he was looking to see the response.
But those other ones out there, they look like they could have. Should we just go back and throw it at them and just assume it was them?
Dude, some fucking punk kid, these two kids,
three,
threw a pear at me in New York.
Oh.
I was staying on my phone. I get hit in the back. I was like, ah. And I turned, there's a pear on the ground. And another one of them is eating a pear. That's how I know it had to come from them. And they're just laughing. I was like, are you kidding me? Fucking animals.
They threw a pear at you.
A pear. Not even a real fruit.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then...
Oh, you know what just...
Like,
you know what that bell was?
What?
That had to be detention bell.
Yeah, that's the bad kids.
Those are the bad kids, dude.
So they got to go to detention now or they just got out of detention?
They just got out. Those kids probably, like, you know, their teachers like, get out of here, yeah.
And the bad kids threw a fucking rock at me.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of perfect, man.
I got assaulted. I went back to high school for one day and I'm getting the fucking
bully.
You
got assaulted. By the way, you were talking about teachers not that kid, Dave DeGeorge, who was like my best bud. In sixth grade, I had braces, so I used to have braces with elastics in. And I'm sitting there, and one day I look at Dave, and I go, hey, watch this. And I'm like, I'm going to flick one of my elastics and hit this kid, Tim Madden, sitting in front of Dave. Well, it shoots right over Tim and plucks my teacher right in the nose, Mr. Kornichuk. So Dave sees it, and this kid, Ben Rydell, sees it. And Ben was like, in sixth grade, had a tattoo of a cross that he did with ink.
No way.
On his finger. You know what I mean? He was like one of those kids. But he was like funny and smart. But he was like, you know, family was not well off, and he was growing up like in the projects. So the elastic hits Mr. Kornichuk, and you see him like flicking at his nose, like, oh, what was that? And Dave DeGeorge loses his mind, dying laughing. He's like crying laughing. And Mr. Kornichuk's like, David, what's so funny? And he goes, nothing. He goes, why don't you come up here and tell everybody what's so funny? And Dave can't even talk. He's laughing that hard. And he's in front of the classroom. And Ben Rydell, dude, you know what Ben Rydell says? He goes, I think that was a fly, man. I think that was a fly that hit you. Because the teacher was like, what hit me? And Ben Rydell saw the whole thing and looking to take one. Not letting anyone get in trouble. He's stepping in saying it's probably a fly that got you.
Wow. He wasn't involved with you.
No. I mean, I knew Ben. I mean, you remember that. Everyone knew everyone. Even if you didn't hang out, you were like, hey, we didn't. Like, I know there was bullying.
Was a stranger.
But I never saw bullying up front. Like, I never saw people like.
It was making fun of, but there was never like. And there were, I guess there were bullies, but it was just something you dealt with.
And
like, that guy pushes you.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get. There was one kid, like, certain
also, the
kids.
That like, he gives more dead arms than my friends give me.
Yeah.
It's like, but we're all punching each other.
Everyone, yeah. Yeah,
what
so.
What did you say?
No, I just, like, I looked at kids that, like, got bullied. They didn't really get bullied. They just got picked on for being who they were, and we would all do that. But guess what? Like, I would get picked on for shit, and I got picked on for being a marching band, and this kid would get picked on because he stunk a little. I mean, you smell like poop. I'm sure kids.
Yeah, yeah, I got picked on a little
fucking,
for sure.
What is Thune doing here, man?
Santino has a bit about bullying, and then he's like, you shouldn't say it's bullying. It's just nothing. It's nothing. He goes, by the way, I get you guys looking at me now like, oh, I'm the problem. He goes, what do you think? I just got this color hair?
Yeah, totally.
You think I just got this now? How do you think I just treated high school?
Totally.
I'm saying I was bullied.
Yeah. And he's still defending.
Yeah, he's still like, it's good. That guy is like, do you think he's in high school, that guy?
Yeah, I think he's got
to
be.
He had a beard.
Yeah,
he
did.
A full beard.
How many kids had beards when you were in high school?
None. Or maybe Ariel Michal. But he was like in seventh grade. He was Israeli. He just had a, he was a man. Starting center for a basketball team. We won as middle schoolers because we had Ariel Michal. I fucking dominated. He was a Purvis Ellison of our team.
Yeah, dominated what? The Jewish League?
Yeah, the Jewish League. I scored six in the championship game.
Oh, my God.
A 30-point game, six? That's nothing.
Now I'm like thinking back. I'm like, yeah, no wonder why you were making teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you were in a Jewish league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. We only had two Jewish schools in the league. We also had the deaf school, Gallaudet. We had Sidwell Friends.
Okay.
I mean, it was private.
Yeah.
It wasn't like prep schools. It was private schools. Yeah. Georgetown Prep was the closest. They had a guy who could dunk. That was tough to guard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Let's wrap it up, I guess.
Cool, man.
How are the people going to get your special? I'll say this in the intro, too, but how are they going to get your special?
Go to jlarsoncomedy.com.
jlarsoncomedy.com.
I'm going to have it there. I mean, it's going to be across, like, Amazon, Vimeo and stuff, but the main spot is going to be right off my website.
And you'll be able to find all the links for Amazon, whatever.
Everything's going to be right there.
jlarsoncomedy.com?
jlarsoncomedy.com.
Was Jay Larson taken?
It was. He's a surfer. He's a pro surfer.
Fair enough.
You know, what can you do at that point? That guy's just got skills.
Rocking me. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man, please check it out.
JLarsoncomedy.com. You're hilarious, so it's cool you're doing your own special. And this, I like when these are done, when it's done like, this is what the comedian wanted to be out there.
This is exactly what I wanted to talk about. I mean, the last story I tell is a 10-minute story about my dad and me when he died and me going home.
Dead, yeah.
That nobody would ever let me put that on TV.
No, it's like dark. We don't want you to do it. It's
yeah.
Like,
fuck that.
Yeah, well, that's great. So everyone support Jay. If you like this podcast, how much are you selling it for? What do you
Five
think?
Bucks.
$5. $5 is nothing.
I mean, come on.
Supporting an artist, making a fucking special his way. I know it's easier to get, like, you already have Netflix, you already have Comedy Central or Showtime, but like.
Have you seen the shit that's been coming on Netflix, dude?
Some of it's not
have
great.
Have you seen some of it?
Some of it's
guys
really
doing
not good.
Double specials.
Shut up, asshole face. But yeah, support Jay Larson. Let comics fucking, you know, keep making their own shit, and we'll give you guys real shit if you just keep supporting us.
Exactly.
$5 and you just have it, right? It's not a stream. You get to have
no,
it.
No, you can have it. You can rent it. You can rent it, but just buy it. $5, have it. Yeah.
They can send it to their friends afterwards.
Yeah. And
check out Jay Larson's special.
It's got a lot in it, so.
JLarsonComedy.com. And as always, he's on the Crab Feast. And
every Tuesday.
Beginnings, too. Tuesdays. Oh, yeah, that's our guy. That was a nice way to get thrown out.
They were the nicest guys of all time. By the way,
we could have talked them into letting us stay, too.
Like, look at how much stuff came to us by just being here instead of, like, if we stayed at my studio, none of this would have happened.
Yeah. Dude, I like doing my location, especially around people. You get to, like, stuff pops into your head.
Yeah. You get rocks thrown at you, man.
Detention motherfuckers.
I can't
goddamn
believe that happened, dude.
Oh, man. Fuck, Ben is high. All right, Jay, you're the best.
Love you, bud. Thanks for having me.
That's the episode, you guys. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you, Jay Larson. Guys, did you enjoy it? If you did, why not pay him back by going to JLarsonComedy.com and spending $6 to get his special. It's his best material that he culled together for you. What kind of bug is that? What? Oh, it's not. Yeah, do it, you guys. Come on, you know better. I know some of you don't have any money. I get that. I'm a long time fucking internet pirate. So I get that. But a lot of you have money. So it's not even a fucking pledge shit. I'm saying you're going to get some value out of it. For $6. That ain't anything. I get the idea that opening up your e-wallet is a lot harder than opening up your real wallet. I understand that. So when people go, what's your $6? Same as a Starbucks. But it's not quite the same because your e-wallet is just harder to open it up. For a 99-cent app, people will like look and look and look about reviews for a 99-cent app. So I understand there's a difference. But I'm saying do it anyway. This guy is a funny comic. He worked hard. He did what you want him to do, what you want funny comics to do, which is fucking put their own money into shit, making it their own way. And that's what he did. And if you want to support that kind of behavior, you'll fucking open up that e-wallet and go to JLarsonComedy.com. It's safe. I'm sure it's safe. And you'll spend $6, PayPal or credit card or whatever you got to do, and you'll get a special in return, and you'll sit with a friend, and you'll watch his fucking special, and you'll enjoy the shit out of it. You'll laugh a bunch, and you'll wonder why it wasn't on something else, but it won't matter because you were one of the very few people who actually saw it. And it'll be fucking hilarious. And then you'll send it to your friends. And you'll be like, hey, I have a special. Here, watch it. And then they'll enjoy it too. And then you can laugh about it. And you can have your own private in-jokes because you both saw the goddamn thing. And you're both going to quote something in a stupid fucking Boston accent that sounds ridiculously uneducated, even though it's supposed to be about Hobbit. But it sounds fucking uneducated as fuck. I don't get how that fucking works. But anyway, JLarsonComedy.com. You're going to go there right now to JLarsonComedy.com and you're going to buy a special because you're good people. And let them know. When you see it, let them know. Tweet about it. Say, I just fucking saw a great special. Everybody should pick it up at JLarsonComedy.com. Do that favor for them too. You're going to get it. You're going to watch it. You're going to say it was great. You're going to let everybody know on Twitter and Facebook. And fucking, that's how you support the artists. You like stand-up? That's how you do it. All right, I've done enough. I'm fucking shitting on you. Let's go, Yankees. Dun, 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 dun. Let's go, Yankees. Dun, 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 dun. Man, fucking playoffs, you guys. Any sport's amazing, but I think baseball and playoffs, maybe hockey, are the best ones. It's not basketball and football anymore. It's not. Golden State Warriors made it ridiculously obsolete. You know, LeBron's a free agent next year. And my feeling is, you know where he should go? Golden State. It would ruin the NBA. It would ruin the NBA. I mean, they'd win, you know, easily 5 years in a row with no questions. No one could come close. Not Houston, not anybody. And it would make it so boring. There'd be no reason to watch a regular season. There'd be very little reason to watch the playoffs until the fucking finals. he should really do that. LeBron should really do that. Or call the fucking NBA and say, hey, listen, I'm going to do this. You guys need to pay me $40 million a year straight from the NBA to my pocket for me to take another deal somewhere else. He could just hold them hostage. Stupid fucking super teams. You know it's not exciting when you do that. Durant, you fucking puss. Going to the fucking team that knocked you out of the playoffs. Have some fucking balls. What do I care? My team sucks. Pelicans. But you know who doesn't suck? The Yankees. You guys, that's the episode. Fun school stories, though. Fun school stories. My school was different. I mean, I went to an Orthodox Jewish school. So the trouble that he got into, I did not get into. There was some story I wanted to tell that I sort of forgot about. And I have no idea what it was. So I'm just not going to. Podcast has gone on long enough, I think. All right, you guys, that's it. For Jay Larson, I'm Ari Shaffir. This has been Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank, episode 307. Could be 308, but I think it's 307. School's out. Wait, no, I did it wrong. School's out forever. With Jay Larson. Saying so long.
If I were a rich man, yabba dibba 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 dum, all day long I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba dibba 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 dum. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I see my wife, my golden, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to her heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important man in town will come to phone on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Rebbe Tavia, pardon me, Rebbe Tavia, problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. He had a need, he had a dad, he had a dad, and it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I like to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall, and I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day, and that would be the sweetest thing of all. If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I bidi-bidi-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan? If I were a wealthy man.
Ball game over. Yankees win. Yankees win!